troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is time for our Talk Radio Review, a weekly feature here with the DJV gang. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the air to help bring you up to date with the official stories, the list, as prepared every week by the folks at Talkers Magazine. At Talkers.com, you can get the story list, the people list. You get Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, a lot of connection to what is going on in the world of News Talk Radio. And certainly one of the big things this week has been that business of donating through RadioCares.org to the Feeding America Emergency Radiothon, raising hundreds of thousands of dollars on radio stations just like this. So hopefully you've participated, or if you want to, you can still give some money. If you want to check it out, you can go to talkradiocountdownshow.com and see the button up there for donating, or you can go to djvshow.com as well. The stories, ladies. Number 10, we talked about this on the DJV program, the Pentagon's UFO videos. Mm-hmm. We all got, I don't know if excited is the right word, well, we sort of said, we told you so.
The president said that was a hell of a video.
Yeah, right.
That might, is so, that the first time in history that a president has commented on UFOs?
Maybe.
Just curious. I don't know.
Asked about it. Certainly presidents have been asked about it. And
they kind of don't answer, right?
Yeah.
Right.
They're real.
That's one of those things in the book, the drawer on the president's desk, that the new incoming presidents read that tells the story of what the last presidency was about and things that the practical things that you're warned to be careful of or whatever is in that book.
Nobody don't talk about aliens.
Yeah, right. That's it. Yeah, you'll be discounted as a nutbird. That's what people used to say to me all the time. No, I've been talking about UFOs ever since I've been on the air. And people would say,
well, UFOs are real. They're unidentified flying objects. Now, whether or not you want to say that there's a good, reasonable explanation or that it's life from somewhere else, all I know is it doesn't seem like a coincidence to me that the Pentagon has these videos just at the same time that the government's ordering us to wear a mask. I think they're protecting us from seeing the reptilian people. I'm pretty sure of it.
Really? All right. Back to V, the television show. There we go.
Just kidding, everybody. Don't panic. It'll be okay.
Is the show. We got enough panicking going on. The charts for the week of April 27th to May 1st here. Talk Radio Review. Education and the situation in the education world. Not only are children, although I find, I talk to my grandson pretty much every day, and he's all about this, some new things. I send him a monthly gift. All the things that I get from my grandson are educationally oriented, and he's got a good mind, and he loves that kind of stuff. But he's not suffering at all. As a youngster, he's been challenged, and they're doing a lot of stuff. Maybe both his parents, my daughter and her husband, are educators. They're profs at UCLA, so maybe that's what is stimulating him or part of why it can be a good stimulating atmosphere there. But generally speaking, kids are not doing well, floundering with all of this stuff that, you know, there's no connection. And school has been called off pretty much everywhere till the end of the year, right? There's no school again till fall. Am I right in that?
I heard some states, I think, want to get kids back in the classroom by, like, May 15th, but I don't know if that's realistic. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's a situation. What are they doing in California? They always do everything different in California, Jennifer, so what are they doing there about schools? Is it closed, schools, for the public schools, the private schools, the...
Everything is pretty much closed. All the schools have been shut down in the state of California. Now, they're saying that the governor said that perhaps they would open up in July and start the next school year early since the kids have been out of school for so long. So instead of starting in August or in September, they would start in July or early August. So they may mess around with the schedule a little bit. But even some universities are trying to figure out whether or not they're going to have classes in the fall and what's going to happen. They are going to open up some child care centers, which I would imagine would mean preschools in phase two, whenever that's supposed to happen. I guess they say weeks, not months. So
yeah,
we'll see if that
the happens sooner the
not.
Better for lots mm-hmm. of different reasons. Number eight on the countdown list, working our way toward number one, the focus on interpersonal relationships. No better demonstrated than the fact that a lot of people are signing up to Ashley Madison. That's been one of the big...
I think that's more of a sign of the impending divorce boom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I was thinking about this the other day. How are people dating right now? How are single people dating? I know a lot of people are doing, like, you know, Zoom dates or something like that. But if you're single, and if you were using one of these online apps to meet people, how in the heck are you doing that?
I think actually they've you can do video dating. I think a lot of the apps have added a video component. So, like, if you hit it off with somebody, then you can have, like, a Zoom date. So, in a sense, though, people are actually... You have to talk more to each other
Madison
before
said
you go 17, on a date.
Didn't Ashley Madison say 17% of the people that are hooking up are actually doing it in person?
No. No one's doing that anything in person. Ashley Madison is just an online cyber
I thought there was a
virtual
stat that I heard you
thing right
go
now.
Through
well,
17%.
And in normal times, you can certainly hook up with whoever.
The thing
you know.
With Ashley Madison is that these are married or people who are in relationships
yeah,
just looking
cheating.
For a fling, essentially.
Yeah,
but
right.
There's no hotels to go to. Where are you going to find a place to go? Right. What are you going to do? Like,
it's a lot of car stuff, maybe.
Backseat
car,
of the car.
Yeah.
All right, it's too much college in my memory there, I guess. Under the circumstances, we move on. Number seven is a focus on technology and how, whether it's the education, whether it's the business, whether it's this type of technology, we're, our whole existence here depends on technology and what's going on. Now, you had a story, Victoria, that you were following of some of the big providers of technology or connectivity for technology mm-hmm. are helping people out somewhat by making this free or that free or easier to get. Is that something that
well, a
is
lot
continuing?
Of governors, yeah, a lot of governors came out and said, look, if you have everyone needs internet right now, and so you can't cancel someone's internet or their cell phone if they can't pay their bill, and that's pretty much for 90 days. Everybody got a stay of execution, and a lot, you know, to be fair, I'm not normally that favorable. I don't speak favorably that much of Verizon or you know or Comcast or any of the other big providers, but. But they all have stepped up and said, look, we're taking away all of our data caps because we know that kids are at home, the parents are working from home, kids are doing online learning, the whole family's watching movies on different screens every night. So I think that in this instance, the big tech companies have done right by people, which doesn't happen often.
No. All right. Number six is a focus on this, the FBI manipulating the Flynn file. I don't know whether Michael Flynn, we need to go back and review who he is, Jennifer, or what this is all about.
This is a really terrible,
pretty much an
terrible
explosion here.
Yeah, this is a terrible story. So just to set the stage, Michael Flynn is a three-star Army general who served the country for decades and then went to work for the Obama administration. He and Obama did not get along. There was bad blood, definitely. And that's one of the reasons along the campaign trail, President Trump started talking with him, brought him up to some rallies, and made him, once he won, national security advisor. Now, in the transition period, Michael Flynn made a call between Ambassador Kislyak and himself. Now that
who is the ambassador?
Ambassador Sergey Kislyak to Russia.
Okay.
Now, that was in addition to other calls that he made to other governments, but because there was the drumming up of this dumb collusion with Russia narrative with Trump and Russia going on, people were looking at that and kind of questioning it. And he said, well, I didn't call Kislyak. Well, it turns out that he did. I have heard that Michael Flynn didn't remember it because he was out with his family when he took the call. It was a short call. He had been drinking some wine and just, I mean, literally it was kind of like a touch base call, essentially. And this is not unusual when governments are in a transitional period. Well, now we're hearing about this again because Michael Flynn was prosecuted for that. He was charged. The judge told him he had committed treason, all of these things. Well, the FBI just dumped out some notes that show handwritten notes between, at the time, FBI Director James Comey, Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. There's another gentleman who was one of the heads of the FBI that were writing notes to each other basically saying, what is the goal of going after Michael Flynn? And the goal in these handwritten notes was to get him to lie under oath. Remember, the government, when they go after you, they can't get you on anything. They want to get you on lying.
Yeah.
And the truth is, according to many people that I know that know Michael Flynn, he did not remember making that phone call. But the government went at him so hard. They threatened his son. They threatened that he lost his house. He spent $6 million in legal fees. And so now it's coming out that this was actually a setup. And another character that we've heard so much about, Peter Strzok, was involved with this with handwritten notes, again, that have been released this week saying we have to keep this investigation open.
The FBI is now becoming a political organization instead of
at the highest levels. And that's so unfortunate because when people lose trust, as we see in minority communities with the justice system, what happens? It's a bad scenario. It's a trickle-down effect. And so there are a lot of questions now. Why didn't Robert Mueller point this out? Why didn't Christopher Wray, who's at the head of the FBI right now, say something about this? And I think the answer for Christopher Wray is that he probably was trying to protect the integrity of the FBI, but he's not doing any favors for anybody. And with Bob Mueller, I think this is further proof that he was sort of just a figurehead here, and this was just more of that investigation. I mean, if anybody saw his testimony, it looked like Bob Mueller was not a clear-thinking individual, but they were using his good name and credibility to continue with this investigation.
It's disgraceful. The government has no business getting involved in things the way they do in these entrapments. All right, we have number five up next here on our Talk Radio Review as we continue. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen here for the week of April 27th to May 1st on the Countdown Review.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrans and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitrans now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain in my feet, my back feels great, and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitrans for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitrans at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals, but they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus Bolster Pillows, Neck Pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus Bolster Pillows, Neck Pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with our overview of the hot hits in talk radio, the news talk charts from Talkers Magazine. We're going through them now. Story list, we have time to go to the people list as well. Both of them in print at Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. Number five, but quickly to review, the number 10 item this week, the UFO video from the Pentagon. Number nine, a situation in education in our country. Interpersonal relationships, number eight. The technology of connecting, number seven in this era. The FBI and the whole entrapment thing with Michael Flynn, number six. And we just said, we're talking off the air, how refreshing. Most of the time, I don't want to listen to any of this stuff, the political stuff, because it becomes almost nonsense. But it actually sort of felt good to have one of these political, you know, these nonsensical political things is a part of the story list, because we've been away from it so long. We're so tired of the coronavirus here, coronavirus there, yada, yada, yada. Okay, number five is a focus on our relationship with the bad countries, China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran. Mostly speculation on Kim Jong Fatty, as we call him here, as to whether he's alive or dead. That doesn't seem to have been confirmed or denied,
Has it?
No.
Anybody hear anything more about
it? I just keep seeing things about his sister has been slowly gaining power over
and
the last...
And the uncle or aunt.
And then the uncle who got passed over, I guess there maybe he's
the
making a resurgence.
The brother of his father. His uncle.
Yes,
yeah.
The brother of his father.
Didn't he kill one of his other uncles?
Yes,
didn't
fed him
John
to a dog.
Fatty?
That's right.
And then who's the guy he blew up with a rocket? There was somebody else that he launched something. Yeah, there's somebody else.
That's family.
How would I know?
Oh my God.
Welcome to the
Christmas
family.
Is a little different.
Yeah, right. Sunday.
Everybody's
you know.
This package is kicking. They open it. Yeah. There's a new
Not
car.
Like
I'm going to have someone else.
At the Reagan's house on Blue Bloods, that's for sure.
Oh, man. Trump right. keeps saying that he knows where he is and he hopes that it will all be okay. So if he does know where he is and he hopes it all will be okay, that to me sounds like he is... maybe not in the best condition, but maybe
right.
still alive.
But the thing is, though, is we speculated that the sister would take over. Apparently, that's totally not going to happen because it is such a sexist country and culture that
right.
there's no
the
way
uncle.
A woman's ever going to be running that. Yeah,
right.
even if the uncle's right. a figurehead, he's going to be the one to take over.
Right. As far as China is concerned, the push is on from our corner of the world to have our relationship with China sort of notched, if you will, understanding, realizing, and putting into action a plan that holds China responsible for all this mess around the world, which they are completely 100% responsible for. I've been urging, and apparently there are some congressmen and senators who are taking this seriously, bringing legislation in to incentivize getting all of our businesses that are in China the heck out of there, bring that business back to our country, and get our people back to work right away. So if we can spend that kind of money to just keep people alive, we sure as heck can spend that kind of money to bring our businesses back here and keep them here. There's no reason for business to be in China. And look at stuff that you're buying.
I just want them out of our food supply.
Yeah, out of our.
I want them away from our pharmaceuticals and away from our food supply. Those are the two things that, like, for me personally, that mean the most. And that's, you know, the other thing that with the China stuff, with being responsible, the thing that really annoyed me. I just read something last night about that the U.S. intelligence agencies, so the CIA and maybe NSA, whatever else we've got there, that they say that the virus was not created in a lab, but they're still investigating the lab. So it's
right.
like, well,
why would you be doing
because,
that?
Well, because that? There were a lot of security breaches at that lab. In fact, they're well documented. So even if this wasn't man-made.
It is man-made. Come on.
I believe that it is. But even if it's not, yeah. what they're looking at is just what conditions these people were testing and working in. Yeah. Because that's
how it got out.
Stuff.
Look, it got out of the lab. We don't know if that was intentional, but it got out of that lab.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain. But you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Carrying a very positive, very important message in this time, lose the weight, keep it off. What's going on now more than ever that makes this an important message?
Well, I think, you know, everybody's focus right now is, you know, I just want to stay healthy. I want my family to stay healthy. And if losing weight is part of that, Calitrin is the right product for you because it doesn't contain any drugs or any stimulants in it. So it's actually good for you. And there are lots of weight loss guides, helpful tips for staying healthy, meal prep guides. There's all kinds of tools that can help you get healthy, you know, right now.
All right, so we're on toploss.com. What's the deal going to be?
Well, the spring sale we've got right now is buy three, get three free, and it is unlimited. So buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. And that promo code using the letters DJV will save you on shipping on all orders.
Go to toploss.com, lose that weight and keep it off, and be healthy this spring.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premie is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579. Or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
I'm Lee Hole.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 34 at the hour now. It's the Talk Radio Review, overviewing the top stories of the week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. A complimentary to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, another hour of this. This is a two-hour weekly event that takes place. Michael Harrison is with us from Talkers Magazine in the other hour, but we have the services of the people that do the DJV show with me every weekday morning around the country. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here with a quick overview of something we've been involved in. I was talking about the number, the dollar amount that's come in for this radiothon to help Feeding America. There is certainly an emergency. This, frankly, could be an ancillary story, a 10A story. The circumstances with food, the food supply in our country, there's a whole long, we could go on for hours talking about what's going on the farms of America, what's happening to the food supply. You go to the grocery store and you can't find half the stuff that you want. Why is there a shortage? Well, there's a long story and a short story to that. But when it comes to the homeless or people who are in need that don't have any money,
They can't get food. You know, there are a lot of people who are being supplied food through the school system, and that's all closed down. So what's happening to these millions, tens of millions of people who are food compromised, if you want to use that word? And the idea was put together by a fellow named Ron Stone, who runs a group of radio stations, independent radio stations in our country, and a bunch of other independent broadcasters got together to support it, including me and my programs and my company. So if you want to donate through the end of the weekend, you can do that to help raise more money. I think the figure is in the 400,000 range at the moment after a day or so of raising money for this to help out. You can buy, what is it, Victoria? You said $1 buys 10 meals or something?
Mm-hmm.
It's something.
That's exactly it. Yep.
Would you mind explaining? Let's just spend a moment here explaining how this all works, because Feeding America is one of those charities. I'm not big on charities because they're usually bloated. The CEO makes hundreds of thousands of dollars. The money doesn't go to where it's supposed to go, so I usually stay away. I got involved with Feeding America because every single penny, every cent that is raised goes to buy food for these people. So I don't, but I've forgotten the numbers exactly. You're pretty close to that.
The numbers of...
Yeah, and how much, if you give a dollar, where is, how many people does that feed?
A dollar is 10 meals. Yep, a dollar equals 10 meals. So that's, And so it's not
really great.
It is. And what they do is they work with over 200 food banks around the country. So if you go to the feedingamerica.org website, you can find your closest food bank if you are in need.
Yeah.
They also take donations. You can, you can donate food to the food bank as well. And so what Feeding America does, they have partnered with Walmart and Costco and Purdue Chicken, and they take the excess food, whatever the surplus is from, those big box stores, and then they supply that with, then they take it to the food banks, and then it's and it goes from there. But they have, like, I think it's 60,000 programs around the country that they support. It's really just amazing. And the sad thing is, when we talk about numbers of how this is affecting Americans, 1 in 7, now this is before the pandemic, 1 in 7 Americans relies on a food bank.
That's,
and so to me, that's just a staggering number. Right now, I don't know what exactly the number is, but it's more than 1 in 7 are reliant on food banks. We see images of people in their cars, lines and lines around food banks just waiting for these food boxes. And it's an amazing cause. It's a wonderful, I don't even like calling it a charity. I think it's so much bigger than that. It's an organization, and it's a foundation that is really, it's been around for 40 years in America, and I'm so happy that our show has been able to contribute in whatever way we can.
Yep. All right. So let's see. Number 4 on the list, counting up toward number 1, is a focus on the presidential race. Two things come to mind as I hear or see that. One of them is that there's no primary in New York State. Joe Biden doesn't have enough votes right now to seize the nomination. So what kind of skullduggery can the Democrats come up with to sneak somebody else in there, whoever it may be?
I still think it's going to be a long shot. Look,
Biden or a long shot for somebody
else? Well, for everybody, actually. Yeah. Here's what could happen. Forget the opinion here, or my opining. Here's what could happen. Joe Biden will probably not have enough delegates to just walk into the convention as the presumptive, as the nominee of Democrats. Now, that doesn't mean that all the states aren't going to pledge their votes to Joe Biden, and every other candidate who has run has pledged their delegates to Joe Biden, except for Bernie Sanders. So it is a long shot to think that that is not what is going to happen. But there are many what-if scenarios. First, we don't know exactly when the DNC will actually hold their convention, because it's been moved and postponed already. There's been some talk that the convention may take place online. And I don't know if you had a chance to see what the NFL draft looked like, but I was having a conversation with Fred Dreyer, who's our friend. He used to play football, and he went, "This is ridiculous," because no one had actually stood up. It was just a bunch of, anonymity that protected people's dumb moves. And so if the convention is online, then that same thing can happen for Democrats. So there's a possibility that they could move someone in because Joe doesn't have the delegates. I would say that that's unlikely. I think what Democrats are going to do is use Joe to try to get him because they think he's likable over the finish line. But keep an eye on whoever his vice president is, because I fully believe that if Joe Biden is elected, and I still think that could be a long shot, but if he is elected, I don't know that he even serves a day or two. I think his vice president becomes president immediately.
Mm-hmm. I don't think immediately, but I think there'll be a transition. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's immediate. There's too much structural stuff that would need to change that's part of his plan. It wouldn't just be immediate.
And the polls are not with you
at
the moment,
Jennifer. And
that
would cause so much chaos.
If you look at what I've seen this week, 8, 9 points. Biden's got 8 or 9 points. Now, he's doing a series of interviews this weekend to address this 25 or 30-year-old charge against him that he raped or molested this former staffer. What was her name? Tara Reid.
Yeah, I mean, he has denied it, and his staff has denied it, but I guess now he's going to...
He hasn't actually talked about it. He's not publicly said anything about it. And if you think that the news media is not in the tank for Joe Biden, then find out why. In all of the interviews he's done over the last 5 weeks, not one person has asked him about it. Come on.
Well, Chris Hayes got a lot of flack for talking about it.
Finally, but that was in week number 5. And then what happens after Chris Hayes talks about it? This effort on social media about firing him.
Yeah.
Are there any good journalists left?
Nope.
I'm not saying that he did it or not, but
not
at least ask the question, because guess what? When it was brought up against Trump or Justice Kavanaugh, they wouldn't let that thing go. It was the story.
We know.
On the other end of that, one is talking about Trump there's an active lawsuit from Jean Carroll against Trump on rape right now. No one's asking him about it. He hasn't talked about it. He said she's not my type.
Did he really say that? My God.
And you know what?
She wasn't pretty enough for him to rape. I mean, really? That's what his answer was? I know. We can laugh at it, but it's vile.
You know what? It makes me go back to Clinton and Jennifer Flowers and Paula, what's her face, and all of that stuff.
Clinton was never accused of rape.
Sure he was. Juanita Broderick accused him of rape. Sure.
Well, after the fact. I think after she showed up in his hotel room.
Dwight Eisenhower,
I'm not even sure, he had an affair with his assistant when he was in charge of Europe in World War II.
Here's breaking news.
Pants on.
These men that are power hungry are all going to have these types of allegations. It's not great, but this is what happens with these people who are egomaniacs, and they become predators, and it's unfortunate that we're in this situation. But the Democrats, I really am taking issue with this, because Democrats have painted themselves as the party of Me Too. And so either we believe women or we don't.
All right. Coming up, a conversation about what you know, what you don't know, what you ought to know, and what you are not allowed to know on the Talk Radio Review. For many of our neighbors, missing a paycheck can impact their most basic needs, providing food for themselves and their families. So please join us right now and all through the weekend to help those people most affected by the coronavirus pandemic.
Thank you so much. I just can't even believe it.
Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you for helping my family.
100% of the money we raise will go directly to those who need it most.
Things are tough, but we're not the only ones.
Please help. Join us at TalkRadioCountdownShow.com and click on the Feeding America Donate button.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show and our list of stories, the important top 10, according to the workers at Talkers Magazine. Number 10, the Pentagon UFO video. If you haven't done anything, just Google it and see what comes up. You'd be fascinated. Number 9, the educational crisis on all levels in our country because of not being able to actually attend classes. Number 8, interpersonal relationships. You heard the story about Ashley Madison. Well, that's what that's about. Technology, number 7. Number 6, the aforementioned situation with Mr. Michael Flynn and the FBI. Number 5, our relationship with China and the rest of the baddies around the world. Presidential race and Joe Biden status, number 4. The economy, number 3. That speaks for itself. Number 2, health care. And number 1, all the inclusive statistics, projections, where the numbers are, who's died, where they are. That's the story list from Talkers Magazine.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. If you or someone you know has tried to quit smoking, you know how tough it can be. Nicotine is highly addictive. Now, doctors are hoping that using a person's genome may hold the key to helping them quit smoking.
So what we're doing is trying to create the best possible chances for them to quit, so matching the best possible drugs that we have available to the right person.
Dr. Rachel Tyndall is head of the Pharmacogenomics Lab at the Center for Addiction and Mental Health and the University of Toronto. Another avenue that they're also looking at are metabolic biomarkers.
In anybody who's a regular smoker, we can look at the rate of their metabolism by looking at the ratio of some metabolites of nicotine in their body. If people are slow metabolizers, they have much better quit rates just spontaneously.
But it can also provide clues as to what medicine may or may not work best. Dr. Tyndall says there is ongoing research looking at using these same techniques for other addictive behaviors. For the Mayo Clinic News Network, I'm Joel Streed.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. There are trillions of bacteria in your digestive tract. Research suggests that having too many of the bad or not enough of the good bacteria can wreak havoc on your body. That's why taking a daily probiotic can help promote good health.
Probiotics are beneficial bugs. They're not pathogens. That means they're not things that are going to attack us and cause illness. They're good bugs that are helpful either for digestion or for our immune system.
Gastroenterologist Dr. Joseph Murray says it's a good idea to feed that need.
Over generations, we've been killing our bugs. When you take an antibiotic, a general antibiotic, yes, it's important to treat the infection. But when we take those antibiotics, we're also basically declaring nuclear warfare on our good bugs.
While there are probiotic supplements, Dr. Murray likes to emphasize food-based probiotics, such as yogurt or kimchi. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review here. At Talkers.com, you can find the people list as well. The research at Talkers has to do with finding the big stories, and then the ancillary list has to do with the people involved in those stories. From number 10 to number 1 officially, Kim Jong-un. I refer to him as Kim Jong-Fatty. Is he dead or alive? Number 9, Jared Kushner. Number 8, Mike Pence. Number 7, Xi Jinping, Ling Ding. Number 6, Jerome Powell. I don't have respect for him, so that's why I fiddle with his name whenever we talk about him. Michael Flynn's at number 5. Joe Biden is at 4. Number 3 is Mitch McConnell. Dr. Fauci is number 2. And the President of the United States, interestingly enough, number 1. Most eyes and ears are on what he says, whether you agree or disagree with him. The cameras are on, the mics are on, and the Donald gets the attention. That's the People List from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horner. We're joined by talk host Walter Sterling, who does a national program. And the reason I asked Walter to join us is because he had an impactful conversation with one of our colleagues here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who does the Good Day Health Show, about this study that's been done in France. And I think I don't know where you first heard the story, but I know you got wrapped up in it. And if I understand the story correctly, Walter, you published the findings on your Facebook page, and that's where the story begins. Is that right?
Dr. Ken gave me a link to the study.
Yep.
Known as the Marseille study.
Correct.
And I quickly cut and pasted it and put it on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. Twice at least twice, maybe more, I've had items removed from Facebook. The last time something was removed from Facebook was when there was a surprisingly small bikini on a woman in France. So, again, we go to France. And they removed that. And then I put up this link that Dr. Ken sent me. Now, I don't know anything about medicine. I'm not a doctor. But Dr. Ken's a very important guy, very impressive. He sends me a link and says, you got to put it up. You've got to put it up. Or he said it like this, you got to put it up. Right. So I did. Mm-hmm. And then I had him on my show again. And I said, well, it's already up. I don't have to put it up again. And I went and looked for it. And there was a line from Facebook that said, content has been removed because it doesn't adhere to Facebook guidelines.
What does that tell you?
Now, I tried it again today.
Mm-hmm.
I put it up again today. We'll see what happens.
So what we have is Facebook managing the news, right? Isn't that what that's about? I mean, because it didn't conform to what Fauci or the news media says, they just yank it.
It's a disturbing trend, though. I know you guys probably heard the video this week from the doctors in California who talked about this being not as bad as we thought it was, and that was yanked down by Google. So this is happening all over the place.
Yeah, these guys are dangerous, and I'm glad you told the story, Walter. Good to have you on again. Walter M. Sterling, listen for him around the country on weekend nights. Here, this is the Talk Radio Review, Jennifer, Doug, and Victoria at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low, fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, Lightstream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio for an additional discount. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st. For grills and accessories, $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. As we go through, when I say we, it's a collective effort. Most of the work's being done by Victoria. But I'll do the numbers, thanks. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan with the top five items from consumer technology this past week. At number five, it's all about the IRS, right? The government.
Well, a lot of people had issues with the government, specifically the IRS.gov website, when they went to try to check the status of their stimulus payments, because we know, I think 80% maybe have been sent out at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But the final round of people trying to get their stimulus payments or get a status, they were met with an error message saying payment status not available. So what happened was there was a glitch. They uploaded The IRS uploaded a whole new database of new information where people had gone on and corrected their home address, whether they had moved since they last filed or whatever, or they updated their bank account number. And so when they did that new update with all of that new information, there was a little glitch in it that essentially when you type in your street address, if it's not all in capital letters, it will give you that error message that the payment status is not available. So if you are still wondering when you're going to get your payment, then you can go onto the website and just make sure you type in your home address, your street address in all caps, and it should work.
All right. That's good news. Here's more good news for those of you who want to diddle and fiddle.
Lots of diddling and fiddling, I guess, during the pandemic. Ashley Madison, which is the website for cheating spouses, they say that business is booming. And apparently people who are quarantined with their loved ones are not that happy with their loved ones. And so they have added 17,000
new
members.
Not so much love there.
Not a lot, yeah. So they've added 17,000 new members a day in the midst of this pandemic. And they said they've spoken to their members. They do a lot of polling of their members anonymously. And they said that there's tension building up in the homes. Kids are being homeschooled. Parents are kind of at their wit's end from, you know, I don't have kids, but from my friends who have kids, they're at their wit's end with the homeschooling situation. And everyone's trying to also do their own job. So it's kind of not surprising that they found that 30% of the users are females, and they're having cyber sex with their affair partners. 14% of the male users were having virtual sex with their affair partners. And so they said 76% of the respondents, when asked, are they trying to make things better in their own marriage? And 76% said no. Not great for the divorce rate. There's going to be a divorce boom. I think thought there was going to be a baby boom after this. Maybe there will be, but I think it's going to be a divorce boom.
Let's move on here. Number three, free phone repairs. So let's see. Let's hope this is good.
This is good. Samsung and Google are offering free phone repairs to healthcare workers and first responders to help support those frontline workers as they're, you know, literally out there on the front lines every day. The two companies are offering repairs in partnership with the phone repair company that's called You Break, I Fix. And they have, this is running through the end of June. All you need to do is just show your badge or your ID as a first responder or healthcare professional. Google's free Pixel repair program is similar to Samsung, same thing. They've got 500 participating locations around the country, and like I said, this will go through June 30th, which is great news for those healthcare responders.
Number two is a focus on Facebook.
Yes, this is students around the world, as we know right now, are missing out on an in-person graduation ceremony. So Facebook has decided to host their own commencement, and so it's a live graduation event. It's going to happen on May 15th, and it will feature a commencement speech by Oprah Winfrey, and she does give a good commencement speech, so we know that for sure. Shorter speeches will be provided by Awkwafina, the actress, Jennifer Garner, Lil Nas X, Simone Biles, Miley Cyrus is going to be performing, so they're going to make a whole real event out of it, which will be fun. And Facebook is encouraging using the hashtag graduation2020, and people can have their own at-home graduation parties with their families, and you can dress up in your cap and gown, and this will all be launched through Facebook's messenger rooms. And so it's similar to Zoom, but that's how you can watch everything and also have your friends see you at the same time, which is it's sweet. I think it's a nice option for kids who, you know, are missing out on a huge rite of passage.
Yep. All right. Top story this week has to do with some of the biggies.
Yeah, Verizon, AT&T, and Comcast had extended their no late fee and no termination policy. This is, now if you have Verizon as your cell phone provider or internet provider, you have to go onto their website and fill out the hardship form if you have lost your job or if you're having trouble paying the bill. So if you don't do that, they can cancel you, but if you do, they'll work with you. AT&T and Comcast as well, they're going to work with you until the end of June.
So, in other words, you snooze, you lose on that one. You got to get at it.
Communication is key.
Yep, right. Connect to them. That is, if you can get through on the phone to any of these outfits, that's another always a choice experience. So those are the top five items as determined by Victoria Keelan from the World of Technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump took part in a virtual town hall televised Sunday night from inside the Lincoln Memorial, where he fielded Americans' questions about their coronavirus concerns. He acknowledged fear on both sides of the issue, some Americans worried about getting sick, others concerned about losing jobs. During the program, the president says he believes a vaccine for COVID-19 will be available by the end of the year. Mr. Trump also said the U.S. government's putting its full power and might behind remdesivir, a drug that's shown early promise as a treatment. It could have been by accident or it could have been on purpose. Either way, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells ABC's This Week Sunday the coronavirus was released from a Chinese lab.
These are not the first times that we've had a world exposed to viruses as a result of failures in a Chinese lab. And so while the Intelligence Committee continues to do its work, they should continue to do that and verify so that we are certain. I can tell you that there is a significant amount of evidence that this came from that laboratory in Wuhan.
And as far as North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is concerned, after 20 days out of the public spotlight, then popping up, Pompeo says Kim appears to be fine.
We know there have been other extended periods of time where Chairman Kim's been out of public view as well, so it's not unprecedented. So there's not much I can share with you other than we've seen the same images from yesterday that the world saw. It looks like Chairman Kim is alive and well.
A South Korean official says Kim did not undergo surgery or any other medical procedure amid speculation about his health that continues to linger even after he reappeared at a fertilizer plant near Pyongyang in the last couple of days. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says an order for people to wear face coverings while in stores was reversed last week because he says it went too far. DeWine reversed the order Tuesday, adding that face coverings were strongly recommended but would no longer be required. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson's offered more insight into his hospitalization for coronavirus, telling a British newspaper he knew doctors were preparing for the worst.
The 55-year-old Johnson, who spent three nights in intensive care during his week of treatment in a London hospital after falling ill with COVID-19, told the Sun newspaper he was aware that doctors were discussing his fate. Johnson couldn't believe how quickly his health had deteriorated. Medical workers gave him liters and liters of oxygen, but he said the indicators kept going in the wrong direction. Johnson told the Sun the bad moment came when it was 50-50 whether they were going to have to put a tube down its windpipe. Zaria Shackley, London.
The data and consulting firm Tourism Economics predicts global travel demand will not resume its normal pace until 2023, and when tourists do finally return, they'll face a changed landscape that incorporates social distancing and other measures. More at townhall.com. After widespread opposition, The organization overseeing internet domain names has voted against the $1.1 billion sale of the .org online registry to an investment firm.
The board of the Los Angeles-based Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers voted not to allow the sale to Ethos Capital of the website suffix that is widely used by nonprofits and community groups. Activists, politicians, and hundreds of organizations have protested that costs for nonprofits would rise and freedom of expression would be at risk if a for-profit company were in charge of .org, one of the original domains created in the mid-1980s. Keith Peters reporting.
Demand for digital advertising shriveling after a decade of explosive growth amid the downturn. That could complicate things for Google and Facebook, who, for the first time, may have to contend with revenues that are actually shrinking. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Over 50 years.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America is talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for Michael Harrison and I to sing and dance the Swinging Soiree, otherwise known as the News Talk Countdown, the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for the week of April 27th to May 1st. The stories and the people list compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com, along with Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Lots of news from the biz this week, and it's always a busy week. Not only the stories, but the people who are in the business, the hosts, that sort of thing. And we get there always seems to be something that attracts our attention. Somebody's being sued for something or other. They said this on the air. No, you can't say that. I'm going to sue you. So we'll get into that after Michael goes through the official list of the stories and the people from Talkers. Would you like to do that, Michael?
I'd love to. I'm just trying to figure out who got sued. I don't know.
But didn't Hannity get sued for New York Times, or the other way around?
The other way around. Yes, that wasn't one of the big topics on the list, but yeah.
No.
Hannity said, enough is enough. Enough of this misrepresentation of my character.
Enough is enough. I agree. Yes. You know,
I mean, so much of a part of the national conversation that we've talked about here and that people do talk about is the battle between media, where they're fighting each other openly. Do you remember there was once a time when you would refer to your competition as Brand X?
Yes, never mention the company, never mention the other station, the other host, the other network,
other toothpaste, whatever it was. But now half the conversation is, did you see what those guys over at Fox said? No, that's CNN. It's amazing. But let's get into
bottom line, though, Michael. The realization is that there are no, the news is not the news, really. The news is, I mean, there's a story, I'll quickly refer to it, and then we get to the story list. You know Walter M. Sterling, who is someone that we have been connected to. He's a talk radio host.
We served time with him, didn't we?
Yes, we did serve time. We have served time with him. Anyway, He had my friend and colleague, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, whom you know as well from the Good Day Health Show. He had him on his weekend talk radio show, and he posted. Ken has been following very carefully. Ken is a real egghead, and I say that lovingly, when it comes to research and, you know, what they say, evidence-based medicine, that sort of thing. He's a real stickler for that sort of thing. And so when the study was published this week in Marseille about all the people who have been saved using the Z-Pak and the malaria drug, this legitimized what he's been saying all along, that the government is wrong, that Fauci is wrong, that all these people that are talking about this not being a good resolve to the problem, in fact, it's an excellent, it's the most superior resolve to COVID that we have in terms of treating it. So there's a study that was released this past week in Marseille going through all the thousands of people who've been treated this way and the success story in France. So they, over here they keep saying, no, no, you got to test it more and do this, that, and the other thing. Ken says, no, it's been tested and proven to work. So Sterling has him on his show, and Ken gives him a link to the study, which Sterling publishes on his Facebook page. So the next time Sterling's on the air, he makes reference to the Facebook page, and he goes to Facebook and finds it's been taken down. So he puts it back up, and it's taken back down. Puts it up, so he's doing it again this weekend just to see what happens. But what's happening is that Facebook says it doesn't comply to the information that comes from the government. Well, who's going to decide what compliance is, and where's investigative reporting? These people are just... I mean, do you understand?
I understand. This is a serious issue you're bringing up, and it has to do with Facebook. Well, Facebook is.
Well, Google's been doing it too.
Fake news. The issue of Facebook and Google editing content, but being protected by the government as a platform as opposed to a publication. This is complicated stuff. Has put them in a situation of supreme power and bias.
Awful. Yeah.
And
horrible.
This is a serious, serious issue. Informational abuse and an unwholesome relationship with the government in terms of Google and Facebook. Not enough time to get into it in this type of a program because we're going to be running through 10 issues, 10 people and all that. But you bring up a very, very serious issue that is one of the top issues that I devote my thinking about.
Yeah.
Because it's it really, we're at the crossroads of a very scary...
Well, who controls information?
Well,
and, you know, the devices, I've been saying, you've heard me for years talk about these damn devices, and they just warp everybody's mind. You become like zombies.
Well, I don't know if we're becoming like zombies, but we certainly are entering a form of enslavement to these powers. You know, remember Eisenhower talked about the military-industrial complex, which has proven to
beware.
Be prescient.
Beware
now of the technical, you know, the technology, the high-tech government.
We are worshiping technology.
We're under the thumb of technology, and again, it comes down to the unholy alliance between these giant tech platforms and the federal government. To be continued. Let's not.
And greed.
Well, that's at the bottom of most of the issues that we deal with in politics, sociology, the economy, etc. Do you want to go through the list, or do you want to do
please.
The commercial?
No, I want you to go through the list.
All right, number 10, the Pentagon UFO video. At number 9, crisis in education because of COVID-19. At number 8, psychology and interpersonal relationships. At number 7, communications technology, which you just touched upon. At number 6, the FBI flinflap. FBI flinflap and the Roger Stone appeal.
That's another, man, what a can of worms that is. Woo!
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That is a can of worms. Munga bunga.
At number five, U.S.-China, U.S.-Russia relations, and Kim Jong-un, dead or alive. What's the story with him? At number four,
Trump knows.
Trump knows. But Trump won't tell us. Trump won't tell us until after these words from our sponsors.
Right.
At number four,
He's ever the showman.
No, it's true.
The presidential
he's
teaser.
Perfect. Guys, the timing. Yep, absolutely. Yep. He's got another one. Evidence that the virus came from a Chinese lab. But I can't tell you how I found that out.
I think he found that out in the fortune cookie. Who knows?
Maybe.
But you know where I stand on that. Presidential race, politics, and me too. And I'll let everybody know right after the next break. Economy versus lives versus livelihood. I'll have the answer to our survival in just a moment. But first, I'm lost. Okay, at number three.
No, you're
economy
on number three. Yes,
and lives versus livelihood. I hope people are following because I'm just, you know, zipping through this a little bit too quickly. And number two, healthcare development and resources. And at number one, statistics and projections. We went past the million mark in terms of people having the disease in the U.S., and I think we crossed the 60,000 threshold, which means more people have died of COVID-19 in the past few months than did during the entire span of the Vietnam War in terms of American service people.
Yeah,
pretty weird statistics. I say weird because we interpret it in so many different ways, and we can get into that. Number 10 on the people, Kim Jong-un, Jared Kushner at 9, Mike Pence at 8, Xi Jinping at 7, Jerome Powell at 6, Flynn and Stone at 5, Biden and Reid at 4, that's Tara Reid, Joe Biden, Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi at 3. Number 2, Dr. Tony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx. And number 1, Donald Trump. There you have a mouthful in a few moments. Boom.
I have to be careful not to make you laugh or me laugh this week because I broke two ribs last weekend. And when I laugh or when I'm doing something, you know, that it requires a lot of animation, it really, I don't know if you've ever had a broken rib or any of that stuff down around your diaphragm, but it really is horribly painful.
How the heck did you do that? How did you break your ribs?
I slipped on the farm. It was raining last Sunday, and I was unloading a truck, and I slipped off of it and hit the tailgate.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious. What the heck?
I'm laughing at it, really. There's a clip of me, and this is probably not the appropriate place for me to play it, but we had on the DJV show, we have a clip of the day. And so earlier in the week, we had the clip on people listening, and the reaction was really amazing. People were hysterical listening to me crying on the air while the girls were teasing me
and
laughing. Here I am, I'm laughing again. It's just, For many of our neighbors, missing a paycheck can impact their most basic needs, providing food for themselves and their families. So please join us right now and all through the weekend to help those people most affected by the coronavirus pandemic.
Thank you so much. I just can't even believe it.
Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you for helping my family.
100% of the money we raise will go directly to those who need it most.
Things are tough, but we're not the only ones.
Please help. Join us at TalkRadioCountdownShow.com and click on the Feeding America Donate button.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. And with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D. vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. Power up your immune system today with Advanced D, with free shipping, plus a free fish oil. Dial 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Michael Harrison is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, looking at the stories and the people and ancillary conversations about how, I know there have been a lot of people who have been talking about how we should talk about the problem. How do we address the problem on the air? I don't think I've asked you. I remember talking about, if you were a talk show host, how would you be handling this? But I wonder if we are doing enough to make people aware, using the example we just talked about with Facebook and Google. Are people, they're aware, but what are they aware of? That's the, you know, are they aware of just what's in their own circle? Do they not understand, or do they care? Are we the only ones that seem to, because it's in our faces, are we the only ones who seem to care?
You and I are the only ones who care. Nobody else cares. I think, are you asking me a question? Or,
yes.
Are you just musing?
No. Well, I muse and I ask questions because I want you to comment on what it was that I was musing about.
Well, you had said, you know, how would I handle it? Or I think the first thing anybody who has a megaphone or a platform needs to do is take stock of what do you know. You know, without wondering so much what other people know, what do you know? And make sure that you're plugged into a variety of sources and that you're educated on the subject. On the subjects, I mean, this is a whole spectrum of stuff in terms of COVID-19. So got to live up to the responsibility when you open your mouth.
There was a refreshing interlude here, getting back to politics, that we'll talk about soon. Up next, as a matter of fact, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Recover or Die. It's a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug addiction in the United States. Recover or Die was founded by famous recovering musicians. They've been where you are right now, and they want to spread the message of hope and recovery. So here's the deal. They're working hand in hand with addiction recovery specialists and top-tier recovery centers nationwide to help you recover and get sober. Recover or Die is embarking on a huge national outreach tour to promote anti-addiction messages through a great blend of music and education. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol and they need help, call us right now, please.
800-209-5173. 800-209-5173. 800-209-5173.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. Michael Harrison is here, who is in charge of Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, all the things you see there. He and his staff put together the stories and the people that are discerned to be the top 10 items. That's one of their many tasks every week. Michael produces another radio program that gets into the nitty-gritty of some of the stories. And, of course, there is always, in addition to the list, there are things that you can find at Talkers about our about this fabulous medium we have here. He's doing his interviews as well, the Michael Harrison interview. Who's in it this week? I didn't get that far.
The Michael Harrison interview this week, it's funny, you just read my mind because I wanted to give it a... I normally don't plug my stuff, but I'm going to plug this because it ties into what you said before about Facebook and Google. My guest this week is Glenn Beck, and it's an incredible conversation the two of us have, and one of the segments of the interview is an in-depth conversation about the Facebook-Google thing that you brought up. And we really get into it, and we do what we call a deep dive. So if anybody's interested in that and or hearing side Glenn Beck you may not have known about, go to mhinterview.com, and it'll be
Doesn't
there.
Doesn't he have a new book? He's written like 13 or 14 books.
He's written 13 bestsellers, and this is his new book is called Arguing with Socialists. And it approaches the issue of a lot of young Americans have an enamored view of socialism because they've never seen the downside of it. And the kind of capitalism we have is crony capitalism, which gives young people who, you know, came, you know, of age in the 21st century, they don't see the best of capitalism. So they say, hey, this socialism sounds interesting. And he makes a case of, no, it's not interesting. Beware of socialism.
Well, it's the naivete. I don't know. I haven't seen the book. I know Glenn well enough to know that he's very passionate when it comes to this stuff. And he's a good salesman for his own point of view, which I think is one of the reasons he's been as successful as he has been over the years. Very, very persuasive and thoughtful and doesn't always approach things from the same corner as you would expect. And so when you're talking about this sort of thing, though, what comes to mind, and I'm sure what's in the book someplace, is AOC and that ilk and how they really are pretty naive when it comes to understanding how the world, it's a symptom to me anyway of not being taught history, not being taught civics, not understanding how the country really works from a political, geopolitical, or business, whatever it is. People today, Michael, don't understand how things work. They don't even know how their car works. Never mind how government works. And so that's back to what we were talking about partially, the business with Google and Facebook and how they're controlling all this information, and we're lost and wondering, you know, who's divorcing who, like it made a difference. You know, you understand? You know what I'm saying.
What you're saying is there are a lot of deep issues that we would be better off if we had a handle on it, or even an interest in it, as opposed to a lot of frivolousness. On the other hand, you know, people have to live their lives, and there's, you know, I have a split perspective on this. I think people should devote part of their brain to really serious stuff, and I think it's very healthy to devote the other part of your brain to frivolous, silly stuff.
And
enjoy your life. However, some people don't go into the deeper end of the pool, and I think that could be dangerous, not only to them, but to the rest of us.
You know what I found refreshing this week? On the list here at number 6 is the whole business with Michael Flynn. And I thought, I said this earlier on the air, we've been so steeped in conversation about what's going on with the coronavirus that it seems refreshing to have a story like this show up.
I want more Russia. Russia.
Right.
We need
more. Let's get
back to Russia. You know, now it's here. Now the conversation has finally caught up to people saying, who's worse, China or Russia?
Mm-hmm.
And you hear people saying, you know, I've been worried about the Russians, but it looks like these Chinese look like they're pretty dangerous. And of course, the answer is they're both dangerous, but nobody is as dangerous as the Chinese Communist Party.
Nobody. Yep, there you go. He's got it 28 after the hour. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your your job and you make at least $30,000 a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now, 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
I'm Lee Hole.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Four after the hour now, you're listening to the weekly talk radio countdown show. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine and involved up to his neck in other talk radio pursuits, is here. He goes through the list of the stories, the people. You can find the list at talkers.com. There's lots of other info about the sort of engagement Michael and his staff have dealing with the issues and the people. So I think, frankly, you're on the top of the heap. Do you acknowledge that?
What heap are we talking about?
And the information about this most important, this is the most listened to, especially these days, the most listened to format in America.
Okay.
News to me, says Michael.
No. I just, when you said I'm on the top of the heap, you know, heap could be something that's not very pleasant, could drop
flies.
No, this is good stuff.
That's good stuff. Gotcha. So I want to go back to something that we were talking about at the beginning of the program, this Marseille study, the data about how many people, thousands, have been treated. The mortality rate is 0.04%, and how this has been handled by the news media, where it seems to me, I don't know that I have felt this way this directly because I have the information in front of me that is not refutable, and yet people, because it doesn't comply with some certain person or a way of thinking what people want you to think, it's disregarded or disrespected. And to me, this really gets my dander up. I don't know if I'm helping the situation or hurting the situation. And I would ask that of you, how in handling this and looking, you know, at things, there have been a lot of stories. Every week there's 900 trillion stories about COVID-19. One of the big things this week was that you can't spread it by having sex. That was a question that was asked by one of the people on the program. And, this, you know, you if you smoke or you use vaping, you're much more likely to get it. You know, all of these things that play into these the stories. But the thing about cures and fixing it being discounted that way is so troubling, Michael.
Well, I mean, we don't have the answer yet. And, of course, there's
we
a
do
reason.
Have the answer. This is a study that was done by doctors in France. We have absolutely have the story.
Well, why are you so quick? Not that I'm debating the merits of what you're saying. What I'm saying to you is, why are you so quick to point to one study by doctors and endorse it wholeheartedly, and while other doctors do studies that contradict that? And
that's a great question, and I'm happy to answer it, because the person who brought it to my attention is somebody that I respect immensely as an educator. He has a PhD in medical science research. He has an MD. He's a practicing cardiologist.
So he is the best doctor in the world.
He's the best doctor that I know in my world.
So your experience and your world is the ultimate arbiter of what's best for the population of the earth.
Your point
is going forward
to be that I'm you're so good at this. I've fallen into my own trap.
I have to be responsible to my own credibility.
Yes.
When you say things like that, you force me to come back.
I'm
at
happy
you.
To force you into
okay.
it.
Okay. I know. I mean, I'd like to be nice and have fun here.
No,
but,
it's okay.
But when you say things like that, I have to answer you that way.
Yeah.
Not that you're wrong. But
see, I don't think I am wrong.
Obviously, I think other
people are wrong, and that's been borne out in these studies. And it infuriates me that people have politically taken this and run with it, and it just annoys the hell out of me.
I mean, we need to have, on one level, government agencies that have some type of regulations when it comes to drugs.
Sure.
Because let's face it, the world has always been awash in snake oil salesmen.
Well, it still is, though, even with the FDA supposedly providing protection.
Right.
Look at all the things they've approved that kill people.
So the answer, well, all drugs kill people.
Yeah,
you could die from aspirin. You could die from mercurochrome.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Who remembers mercurochrome?
Remember when you were a kid?
Mercurochrome
was the safe iodine. Mercurochrome won't hurt as much as iodine. When they took out the iodine, you know you had a bad wound as a kid. When they took out the mercurochrome, it was who the hell knows? But the point I'm making is that we don't have a cure for this thing. And the way I handle it is, in terms of the hydroxychloroquine issue, is that, yes, there have been cases where it works. And I've done my own research on that.
And what I have found out from the doctors I trust is that it works under certain conditions. Like all drugs, it has a downside, so it is a patient-by-patient situation in terms of talking to about it with your doctor, just as if you were taking prednisone or any other drug that has a downside and an upside. And every doctor I've spoken to says that hydroxychloroquine only works when administered early.
Mm-hmm.
That once you're down the road into the ventilator
stage, you're near dead. Forget it.
Yeah. Right. So now beyond that, why has it become such an issue? My opinion, my personal opinion, is that Trump, had he kept his mouth shut and not identified himself with hydroxychloroquine, it might have had a better chance of getting out there.
Because it's about Trump. It's not about Trump. Thank you. Ding, 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 ding. So that brings me around to something else. Because Donald Trump is always number one on the people list at Talkers Magazine, the people poll every week, the top 10 people on the list. I wondered as I looked at this, we were laughing off the air, well, kind of laughing, chuckling about the evidence on coronavirus. He knows it came from a Chinese lab, but he can't tell us. The presence that he has, when I used to watch him on The Apprentice, and, you know, in interviews or listen to him on Howard Stern, he was kind of a character. And I didn't ever think of him in political terms at all, ever. I thought he was actually quite a good coach. I loved having him look at people saying, "You're fired." There was something about that that just sort of made me chuckle, whatever it was. And then when he started to run for president, I said, "Oh, this is an interesting, you know, he's going to get more notoriety, do another TV show, whatever comes out of it." I never, ever thought of him as a conservative, frankly. And well,
he wasn't a conservative.
So when did he become so conservative, and why did he become so? And I even go further, use the term right wing when it comes to some of this stuff. You've had dinner with him. You've been around him. You kind of get his vibe. Yeah, but why?
Because he's an opportunist. He's a politician. He preaches to the choir.
He really is a politician. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, consummate politician. One of the most skilled practitioners of the political arts we've ever seen in our lifetimes.
Mm-hmm. Some of that the people who...
That's not a compliment, nor is that an insult. It's just an observation.
Yeah.
And everything he does, some of the things seem crazy, some of them don't, but somewhere deep inside him, there is a political compass, and he's playing to his core, because he has the most organized gang in the playground. And even though he's outnumbered, you have the most organized gang in the playground, you run the school.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's like the gangs in the streets of Chicago, I suppose. Maybe
that's what it is.
Like
as long as he maintains support of his core, and it plays along the lines of the Electoral College, Trump has a shot at being elected again and again and again, and that's why he does what he does. And he plays a masterful game of speaking out of both sides of his mouth at an age when it's right there on video, and somehow he gets away with it.
Yeah,
back in the old days, and I'm talking about the old days before our time, before there was mass communication, politicians would play a game. They would talk to different groups and tell the groups what they want to hear, even if it was completely the opposite of what they told the last group, because there was very little communication between cities and regions, counties, states.
Yeah,
and they would get away with it.
So I was disappointed, actually, in the list of people, because Andrew Cuomo's name wasn't on the list.
Oh, and this week, isn't because your name wasn't on the list.
No, it's not. I'm okay this week without my name being on the list. One of the things that has come about this week is that Governor Cuomo of New York is single and ready to mingle. Apparently, there's a report in one of the New York City newspapers that New York City women are very interested in Andrew Cuomo. And he's eligible, apparently, and he has made that public. He said, "I am eligible. I'm not married. I don't think that... he's putting himself on the market," kind of chuckling about it. I thought that was kind of interesting. His longtime girlfriend is a chef named Sandra Lee. Nobody doesn't like Sarah Lee, no relationship probably. But they split up last fall, so he's alone.
He's alone? Yeah. Well, do you have a nice girl for him?
No, I'm having a hard time finding a nice girl for me, so I don't worry about him.
All right, well, I guess we'll put him back on the list. I mean,
there you go. That's it. Yeah, put him on the list. All right. Wow. Anyway, but you see, that's what sort of we need one of those stories every once in a while.
All right. Well, let's pivot into something that's really important about Andrew Cuomo, and that is behind the scenes, behind closed doors, as the major story swirling around America as we speak is the Tara Reid accusation of Joe Biden being inappropriate sexually, and he has denied it. He denied it on Friday, and then through the weekend, that's the big buzz. A lot of Democrats are saying, maybe this is our way out. Maybe we should let this story grow and put pressure on Biden to have to withdraw his name from the nomination, and then we can draft Cuomo. That would be the dream of many Democrats. That's nothing official. That's all off the record. That's all behind the scenes. But Bloomberg. Do I have to go through that with you again?
Not now, because we have to pause.
You want to play old tapes?
We'll be back with that after this. For many of our neighbors, missing a paycheck can impact their most basic needs, providing food for themselves and their families. So please join us right now and all through the weekend to help those people most affected by the coronavirus pandemic.
Thank you so much. I just can't even believe it.
Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you for helping my family.
100% of the money we raise will go directly to those who need it most.
Things are tough, but we're not the only ones.
Please help. Join us at TalkRadioCountdownShow.com and click on the Feeding America Donate button. The story of vitamin D in your life, how vitamin D supports all good health and immune systems, as most Americans don't even know what their vitamin D reading is. But I'll tell you, most of you are deficient in vitamin D. You get a good blood test, your doctor will tell you that. There's no reason for that to be the case anymore, because along comes Purity Products Advanced Vitamin D Formula. Advanced D is what it's called. Doctor formulated, clinically validated with 5,000 units of vitamin D3 plus immune-supporting cofactors like magnesium, zinc, and boron, very important to make your immune system push away some of the things that we're confronting here every day. Best of all, trying Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20, $19.95 buys you Advanced Vitamin D, a 30-day starter bottle. Call 800-484-5947. Call now. Mention DJV. You get free shipping and a bottle of ultra pure fish oil. So great health all the way around. 800-484-5947. What a great opportunity. If you're deficient, don't be. Vitamin D is important. Power up. 800-484-5947 with Advance Vitamin D from Purity Products.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. If you or someone you know has tried to quit smoking, you know how tough it can be. Nicotine is highly addictive. Now, doctors are hoping that using a person's genome may hold the key to helping them quit smoking.
So what we're doing is trying to create the best possible chances for them to quit, so matching the best possible drugs that we have available to the right person.
Dr. Rachel Tyndall is head of the Pharmacogenomics Lab at the Center for Addiction and Mental Health and the University of Toronto. Another avenue that they're also looking at are metabolic biomarkers.
In anybody who's a regular smoker, we can look at the rate of their metabolism by looking at the ratio of some metabolites of nicotine in their body. If people are slow metabolizers, they have much better quit rates just spontaneously.
But it can also provide clues as to what medicine may or may not work best. Dr. Tyndall says there is ongoing research looking at using these same techniques for other addictive behaviors. For the Mayo Clinic News Network, I'm Joel Streed.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. There are trillions of bacteria in your digestive tract. Research suggests that having too many of the bad or not enough of the good bacteria can wreak havoc on your body. That's why taking a daily probiotic can help promote good health.
Probiotics are beneficial bugs. They're not pathogens. That means they're not things that are going to attack us and cause illness. They're good bugs that are helpful either for digestion or for our immune system.
Gastroenterologist Dr. Joseph Curry says it's a good idea to feed that need.
Over generations, we've been killing our bugs. When you take an antibiotic, a general antibiotic, yes, it's important to treat the infection. But when we take those antibiotics, we're also basically declaring nuclear warfare on our good bugs.
While there are probiotic supplements, Dr. Murray likes to emphasize food-based probiotics, such as yogurt or kimchi. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. Power up your immune system today with Advanced D, with free shipping, plus a free fish oil. Dial 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
All right, so... John, where is my John? Hello, Donald, no, Michael. Do we believe we'll talk to Michael? Michael Harrison is here, and he's down on the beach. You know, that's an expression in the radio business. When you're on the beach, you don't have a job. Michael's on the beach at Jupiter Island, and I wonder, because there's so much controversy now about local beaches on the East Coast and the West Coast being closed, people are, now it's getting warm, they're getting antsy. Do you see any protests going on down there? The beach open? What happens when people go to the beach there in South Florida?
South Florida, the beaches are still closed, and so there's no issue. Nobody's protesting. People are running along, you know, with their bicycles and jogging along what's called A1A. That's the highway that runs right along the beach.
Yep.
You know, Florida has so many beaches that the beaches don't tend to get as crowded in many places as they do in cities where there's only one main road to a beach, and those get packed. Many parts of Florida, such as the part I'm in, is they long stretches of beach. But right now they're closed.
Fabulous.
They're closed.
I think we should start a protest. Why don't you start a protest? Let's open the beaches.
Get me a sign.
Yeah, let's see. I'll make a sign and send it to you.
All right.
Open the beaches. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by ASUS.
Bitcoin is a decentralized and digital cryptocurrency that does not use a central bank or single administrator. It began back in 2009, and with a limited supply, Bitcoin has become big money. Sean Amuni is CEO and founder of ShakePay, and they specialize in Bitcoin transactions.
The premise here is that we believe that Bitcoin is this new way for people to transact with their wealth. And over the next 10, 20 years, you're going to start seeing a big shift in financial infrastructure moving from the big banks to these online commercial centers. And Bitcoin is going to usher in that new wave. And so we believe enabling a way to get into and understand how Bitcoin works, what it is, and to just get a feel of how to use it is really just that step into that direction.
More info is at shakepay.co.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's our legal beagle. He's our expert when it comes to looking at some of these stories, giving us legal background, just another way of interpreting some of the things going on. The list prepared by Talkers Magazine. Steve's a professor of law. Gee, what a surprise. I'm surprised you're not a chemistry professor. Really, how come? Where did that? Your mother must have said to you, Steve, I need you to be a teacher. My son, the professor. And chemistry is good because any of those things. People were surprised. I actually taught on the college level for a while as well. They say, you?
What did you teach? Were you an English
professor? Yeah, I taught English and speech. Mostly speech at a couple of colleges, one in Boston, one in Worcester, when I was teaching in the junior and senior high school in Framingham. It was
I loved my speech classes.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they were fabulous. Kids, and what drives me crazy today is how sloppy people are with the language and their enunciation and their speech and stuff. Yeah. I mean, I'm not far from perfect, but at least it's on my mind. So,
and on the trippingly on the tongue as well.
Yes, as well. All right, let's get to our countdown list. At least one of the stories here has really interesting legal ramifications. And I said to Michael Harrison earlier that it's kind of refreshing, as much as I tired of most of the political crap, to get away from coronavirus and see what's going on with Michael Flynn, who seems to, according to some, getting the short end of the stick here. So what's up with him from your perspective, and then that Roger Stone appeal? Where is that all going from your legal mind?
Yeah, we'll get to Roger Stone, who I don't find particularly appealing, but that'll
I don't either, Frank.
Actually, the thing with Mike Flynn is particularly interesting, and it's something that we've talked about in my white-collar crime class at Bentley University, and there have been cases dealing with the same type of thing that have gone up to the Supreme Court, and the issue is, and even it was Ruth Bader Ginsburg once indicated real concern, where the FBI may be questioning someone, and they're questioning them not necessarily with a lawyer, it's just initial questioning, but they're doing it in a fashion to solicit a false statement that is a crime.
They're trying to bag the guy. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So there is that question on one side. On the other hand, you know, they've been using the word entrapment, and no, it's not entrapment. And I still am finding it hard to believe that Mike Flynn, who, whatever your opinion of him, is an intelligent person, was not aware that it was a crime to speak falsely, to lie to an FBI agent. So the issue is, it's not black and white. It is a
question. Well, there's so much corruption in the FBI, the way they did this. You know, you wonder, what's the purpose of having an FBI? What are they? What's
well,
why are they? After,
I wouldn't
why
be
are they
quite as cynical about that. And Flynn,
you?
Flynn's a bad actor. Flynn was doing. He was an unregistered agent of the Turkish government. While he was in our government, he has violated a number of laws, and they went after him for this one. It was the simpler one. But I think by and large, the FBI does a pretty good job, and I know because I watch Blacklist every Friday.
Yeah, of course. I watch it too. It's one of my favorite shows. Okay, so
oh,
here.
Love it. This was a close call, and it certainly could go in his favor, and I would not be upset if it did go in his favor, because as much as I don't like him, I'm not sure this was the biggest of offenses in the manner in which it was done. Stone, on the other hand, his
the guy everybody loves to hate. Yes.
He
deserves it, though. He's a jerk. Anyway, go ahead.
Yes, in class, they will call people a certain name, and I make it more formal. I say, he's not a Richard, but he certainly is a bit of a he's not particularly savory. He's trying to challenge on the basis that a juror was not candid during the what they call voir dire, when they pick the jury. And when I went back and looked at the questioning of it, it looks he's grasping at straws. Now, you know, I don't blame his lawyers. If I were in his lawyer's position, I would be doing the same thing. But he had a fair trial. There were no problems in a trial. The conviction will stand.
So he'll get a pardon, perhaps, at some point down the road.
Exactly.
Yeah. Does Flynn get a pardon?
Actually, I think Flynn could get a pardon if it comes to that, and I might not even have, other than the fact that it's pardoning a crony, I wouldn't have as much of a problem with it.
Okay. There's an overview of a couple of important stories that are tied to our talk radio countdown show this week from the mind of eminent lawyer, esteemed professor at Bentley University, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffens.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Senate's back in session this week while the House stays away because of the coronavirus.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi both turned down the administration's offer of quick COVID-19 tests for the lawmakers. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar made that offer last Friday, but both Pelosi and McConnell said no, that the 1,000 tests and 3 testing machines should go to facilities that can really use them. The Republican majority Senate reopens in Washington while the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives is staying shuttered since Washington remains a COVID-19 hotspot. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Joe Biden overwhelmingly won a Democratic presidential primary in Kansas, conducted exclusively by mail balloting by the state party because of the coronavirus. The former vice president had been expected to prevail and capture a majority of the state's delegates to the Democratic National Convention. He captured 77% of Saturday's vote. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was still in the race when the ballots were mailed out in March, but he suspended his campaign and endorsed Biden. Republicans say protecting companies from frivolous lawsuits will be an essential part of the new coronavirus relief bill.
As the Senate prepares to get back to work tomorrow, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says new liability protections are needed to get the economy back on track. He issued a joint statement last week with House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, calling the new protections absolutely essential to future discussions surrounding recovery legislation. It's a signal that upcoming Phase 4 coronavirus relief has no chance of passing without the new protections. Essential, Republicans say, as employers face exposure to a myriad of lawsuits related to the coronavirus. Bob Agnew reporting.
Egypt says its police forces killed 18 militants in a raid in the rest of northern part of the Sinai Peninsula. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Faced with 20,000 coronavirus deaths and counting, the nation's nursing homes are pushing back against a potential flood of lawsuits and sweeping lobbying effort to get states to grant them emergency protection from claims of inadequate medical care.
At least 15 states have enacted laws or governor's orders that explicitly or apparently provide nursing homes and long-term care facilities some protection from lawsuits arising from the crisis. Now the industry is forging ahead with a campaign to get other states on board with a simple argument. This was an unprecedented crisis, and nursing homes should not be liable for events beyond their control, such as shortages of protective equipment and testing, shifting directives from authorities, and sicknesses that have decimated staffs. I'm Julie Walker.
CBS's 60 Minutes correspondent Leslie Stahl recovering after fighting the coronavirus. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Colleges and universities across the country are grappling with how to plan for the fall semester. Schools want to reopen campuses to stay afloat financially, but without risking the health of students or faculty. Pete Peterson with the Pepperdine School of Public Policy tells the Salem Radio Network they're making preparations for either on-campus or distance learning.
We're planning for all scenarios. We'll be ready to go if we need to be online. If we can be on ground and start there, we'll be ready for that and then transition later.
Peterson says it's going to be a navigational challenge.
There are a lot of moving parts here, from where our students are coming from, our international students, to size of gathering that we'll have and whether this will be a state order or a county order, social distancing rules, what they will look like in the fall.
Check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Their own governance and management structures.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is time for our Talk Radio Review, a weekly feature here with the DJV gang. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the air to help bring you up to date with the official stories, the list, as prepared every week by the folks at Talkers Magazine. At Talkers.com, you can get the story list, the people list. You get Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, a lot of connection to what is going on in the world of News Talk Radio. And certainly one of the big things this week has been that business of donating through RadioCares.org to the Feeding America Emergency Radiothon, raising hundreds of thousands of dollars on radio stations just like this. So hopefully you've participated, or if you want to, you can still give some money. If you want to check it out, you can go to talkradiocountdownshow.com and see the button up there for donating, or you can go to djvshow.com as well. The stories, ladies. Number 10. We talked about this on the DJV program. The Pentagon's UFO videos.
Mm-hmm.
We all got, I don't know if excited is the right word, well, we sort of said, we told you so.
The president said that was a hell of a video.
Yeah. Right.
That might, is that the first time in history that a president has commented on UFOs?
Maybe.
Just curious. I don't know.
They've been asked about it. Certainly presidents have been asked about it. And
they kind of don't answer, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. Right. They're real.
That's one of those things in the book, the drawer on the president's desk that the new incoming presidents read that tells the story of what the last presidency was about and things that the practical things that you're warned to be careful of or whatever is in that book.
Nobody don't talk about aliens.
Yeah, right. That's it. Yeah, you'll be discounted as a nutbird. That's what people used to say to me all the time. No, I've been talking about UFOs ever since I've been on the air. And people would say
UFOs are real. They're unidentified flying objects. Now, whether or not you want to say that there's a good, reasonable explanation or that it's life from somewhere else, all I know is it doesn't seem like a coincidence to me that the Pentagon has these videos just at the same time that the government's ordering us to wear a mask. I think they're protecting us from seeing the reptilian people. I'm pretty sure of it.
Really? All right. Back to V, the television show. There we go.
Just kidding, everybody. Don't panic. It'll be okay.
Isn't it, Joe? We got enough panicking going on. The charts for the week of April 27th to May 1st here. Talk Radio Review. Education and the situation in the education world. Not only are children, although I find, I talk to my grandson pretty much every day, and he's all about, there's some new things. I send him a monthly gift. All the things that I get from my grandson are educationally oriented, and he's got a good mind and he loves that kind of stuff. But he's not suffering at all. As a youngster, he's been challenged, and they're doing a lot of stuff. Maybe both his parents, my daughter and her husband, are educators. They're profs at UCLA, so maybe that's what is stimulating him or part of why it can be a good stimulating atmosphere there. But generally speaking, kids are not doing well, floundering with all of this stuff that, you know, there's no connection. And school has been called off pretty much everywhere till the end of the year, right? There's no school again till fall. Am I right in that?
I heard some states, I think, want to get kids back in the classroom by, like, May 15th, but I don't know if that's realistic. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's a situation. What are they doing in California? They always do everything different in California, Jennifer, so what are they doing there about schools? Is it closed, schools, the public schools, the private schools, the...
Everything is pretty much closed. All the schools have been shut down in the state of California. Now, they're saying that the governor said that perhaps they would open up in July and start the next school year early since the kids have been out of school for so long. So instead of starting in August or in September, they would start in July or early August. So they may mess around with the schedule a little bit. But even some universities are trying to figure out whether or not they're going to have classes in the fall and what's going to happen. They are going to open up some child care centers, which I would imagine would mean preschools in phase two, whenever that's supposed to happen. I guess they say weeks, not months. So
yeah,
we'll see if that
happens. The sooner the
not.
Better for lots of different reasons. Number 8 on the countdown list, working our way toward number 1, the focus on interpersonal relationships. No better demonstrated than the fact that a lot of people are signing up to Ashley Madison. That's been one of the big...
I think that's more of a sign of the impending divorce boom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I was thinking about this the other day. How are people dating right now? How are single people dating? I know a lot of people are doing, like, you know, Zoom dates or something like that. But if you're single, and if you were using one of these online apps to meet people, how in the heck are you doing that?
I think actually you can do video dating. I think a lot of the apps have added a video component. So, like, if you hit it off with somebody, then you can have, like, a Zoom date. So, in a sense, though, people are actually... You have to talk more to each other before you go on a date.
Didn't Ashley Madison say 17% of the people that are hooking up are actually doing it in person?
No. No one's doing that anything in person. Ashley Madison is just an online cyber.
I thought there was a stat that I heard you
right now. In normal times, you can certainly hook up with whoever.
The thing with Ashley Madison is that these are married or people who are in relationships just looking for a fling, essentially.
Yeah,
but
right.
There's no hotels to go to. Where are you going to find a place to go? Right. What are you going to do? Like,
there's a lot of car stuff, maybe.
Yeah.
All right, it's too much college in my memory there, I guess. Under the circumstances, we move on. Number 7 is a focus on technology and how, whether it's the education, whether it's the business, whether it's this type of technology, our whole existence here depends on technology. and what's going on. Now, you had a story, Victoria, that you were following of some of the big providers of technology or connectivity for technology are helping people out somewhat by making this free or that free or easier to get. Is that something that
a lot of governors came out and said, look, if you have everyone needs internet right now, and so you can't cancel someone's internet if or their cell phone if they can't pay their bill. And that's pretty much for 90 days, everybody got a stay of execution. And a lot, you know, to be fair, I'm not normally that favorable. I don't speak favorably that much of Verizon or, you know, or Comcast or any of the other big providers. But they all have stepped up and said, look, we're taking away all of our data caps because we know that kids are at home. The parents are working from home. Kids are doing online learning. The whole family's watching movies on different screens every night. So I think that in this instance, the big tech companies have done right by people, which doesn't happen often.
No. All right. Number six is a focus on this, the FBI manipulating the Flynn file. I don't know whether Michael Flynn, we need to go back and review who he is, Jennifer, or what this is all about.
This is a really terrible,
pretty much an
terrible
explosion here.
Yeah, this is a terrible story. So just to set the stage, Michael Flynn is a three-star Army general who served the country for decades and then went to work for the Obama administration. He and Obama did not get along. There was bad blood, definitely. And that's one of the reasons along the campaign trail, President Trump started talking with him, brought him up to some rallies, and made him, once he won, national security advisor. Now, in the transition period, Michael Flynn made a call between Ambassador Kislyak and himself. Now that
who is the ambassador?
Ambassador Sergey Kislyak to Russia.
Okay.
Now, that was in addition to other calls that he made to other governments, but because there was the drumming up of this dumb collusion with Russia narrative with Trump and Russia going on, people were looking at that and kind of questioning it. And he said, well, I didn't call Kislyak. Well, it turns out that he did. I have heard that Michael Flynn didn't remember it because he was out with his family when he took the call. It was a short call. He had been drinking some wine and just, I mean, literally it was kind of like a touch-base call, essentially. And this is not unusual when governments are in a transitional period. Well, now we're hearing about this again because Michael Flynn was prosecuted for that. He was charged. The judge told him he had committed treason, all of these things. Well, the FBI just dumped out some notes that show handwritten notes between, at the time, FBI Director James Comey, Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. There's another gentleman who was one of the heads of the FBI that were writing notes to each other basically saying, what is the goal of going after Michael Flynn? And the goal in these handwritten notes was to get him to lie under oath. Remember, the government, when they go after you, if they can't get you on anything, they want to get you on lying.
Yeah.
And the truth is, according to many people that I know that know Michael Flynn, he did not remember making that phone call. But the government went at him so hard. They threatened his son. They threatened that he lost his house. He spent $6 million in legal fees. And so now it's coming out that this was actually a setup. And another character that we've heard so much about, Peter Strzok, was involved with this with handwritten notes, again, that have been released this week saying we have to keep this investigation open.
The FBI is now becoming a political organization instead of
at the highest levels. And that's so unfortunate because when people lose trust, as we see in minority communities with the justice system, what happens? It's a bad scenario. It's a trickle-down effect. And so there are a lot of questions now. Why didn't Robert Mueller point this out? Why didn't Christopher Wray, who's at the head of the FBI right now, say something about this? And I think the answer for Christopher Wray is that he probably was trying to protect the integrity of the FBI, but he's not doing any favors for anybody. And with Bob Mueller, I think this is further proof that he was sort of just a figurehead here, and this was just more of that investigation. I mean, if anybody saw his testimony, it looked like Bob Mueller was not a clear-thinking individual, but they were using his good name and credibility to continue with this investigation.
It's disgraceful. The government has no business getting involved in things the way they do in these entrapments. All right, we have number five up next here on our Talk Radio Review as we continue. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen here for the week of April 27th to May 1st on the Countdown Review.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrans and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitrans now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain my feet, my back feels great, and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitrans for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitrans at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with our overview of the hot hits in talk radio, the news talk charts from Talkers Magazine. We're going through them now. Story list that we have time to go to the people list as well. Both of them in print at talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. Number five, but quickly to review, the number 10 item this week, the UFO video from the Pentagon. Number nine, a situation in education in our country. Interpersonal relationships, number eight. The technology of connecting, number seven in this era. The FBI and the whole entrapment thing with Michael Flynn, number six. We just said we're talking off the air, how refreshing. Most of the time, I don't want to listen to any of this stuff, the political stuff, because it becomes almost nonsense. But it actually sort of felt good to have one of these political, you know, these nonsensical political things as a part of the story list, because we've been away from it so long. We're so tired of the coronavirus here, coronavirus there, yada, yada, yada. Okay. Number five is a focus on our relationship with the bad countries, China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran. Mostly speculation on Kim Jong Fatty, as we call him here, as to whether he's alive or dead. That doesn't seem to have been confirmed or denied, has it?
No.
Anybody hear anything more about?
I just keep seeing things about his sister has been slowly gaining power over
and
the last
uncle or aunt,
and then the uncle who got passed over. I guess there maybe he's
the
making
brother
a resurgence.
Of his father, his uncle.
Yes, the brother of his father.
Didn't he kill one of his other uncles?
Yes,
didn't Kim
got him
Jong
to a
Fatty?
Dog. That's right. Yeah,
and then who's the guy he blew up with a rocket? There was somebody else that he
another
like launched a launch something.
Like
yeah, there's somebody else.
That family.
How would I know?
Oh my
God. Welcome to the Christmas family. Is a little different.
Yeah, right. Sunday.
Everybody
dinner.
Shakes
package is ticking.
Before they open it. Yeah. There's a new car. Like or I'm gonna have someone
at
else.
At the Reagan's house on Blue Bloods. That's for sure.
Oh man. Trump right. keeps saying that he knows where he is and he hopes that it will all be okay. So if he does know where he is and he hopes it all will be okay, that to me sounds like he is maybe not in the best condition, but maybe
right.
still alive.
But the thing is, though, is we speculated that the sister would take over. Apparently, that's totally not going to happen because it is such a sexist country and culture that
right.
there's no
the
way
uncle.
A woman's ever going to be running that. Yeah,
right.
even if the uncle's a figurehead, he's going to be the one to take over.
Right. And as far as China is concerned, the push is on from our corner of the world to have our relationship with China sort of notched, if you will, understanding, realizing, and putting into action a plan that holds China responsible for all this mess around the world, which they are completely 100% responsible for. I've been urging, and apparently there are some congressmen and senators who are taking this seriously, bringing legislation in to incentivize getting all of our businesses that are in China the heck out of there, bring that business back to our country, and get our people back to work right away. So if we can spend that kind of money to just keep people alive, we sure as heck can spend that kind of money to bring our businesses back here and keep them here. There's no reason for business to be in China. And look at stuff that you're buying.
I just want them out of our food supply.
Yeah, out of that.
Out of our, I want them away from our pharmaceuticals and away from our food supply. Those are the two things that, like, for me personally, that mean the most. And that's, you know, the other thing that with the China stuff, with being responsible, the thing that really annoyed me, I just read something last night about that the U.S. intelligence agencies, so the CIA and maybe NSA, whatever else we've got there, that they say that the virus was not created in a lab, but they're still investigating the lab. So it's
right.
like, well,
why would you be doing
because,
that?
Well,
who said
because
that?
There were a lot of security. There were a lot of security breaches at that lab. In fact, they're well documented. So even if this wasn't man-made,
it is man-made. Come on.
I believe that it is. But even if it's not, what they're looking at is just what conditions these people were testing and working in, because that's
how it got out.
Stuff.
Look, it got out of the lab. We don't know if that was intentional, but it got out of that lab.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Carrying a very positive, very important message in this time, lose the weight, keep it off. What's going on now more than ever that makes this an important message?
Well, I think, you know, everybody's focus right now is, you know, I just want to stay healthy. I want my family to stay healthy. And if losing weight is part of that, Calitrin is the right product for you because it doesn't contain any drugs or any stimulants in it. So it's actually good for you. And there are lots of weight loss guides, helpful tips for staying healthy, meal prep guides. There's all kinds of tools that can help you get healthy, you know, right now.
All right, so we're on TopLoss.com. What's the deal going to be?
Well, the spring sale we've got right now is buy three, get three free, and it is unlimited. So buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. And that promo code using the letters DJV will save you on shipping on all orders.
Go to TopLoss.com, lose that weight and keep it off, and be healthy this spring.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
The jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In May, we're discussing how to design the perfect character and giving authors the right tools to make sure that their characters are people, not caricatures. In June, we're discussing the four-letter words of the writing world.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
In the name of the great Neptune, ahoy!
The
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 34 after the hour now. It's the Talk Radio Review, overviewing the top stories of the week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. A complimentary to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, another hour of this. This is a two-hour weekly event that takes place. Michael Harrison is with us from Talkers Magazine in the other hour, but we have the services of the people that do the DJV show with me every weekday morning around the country. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here with a quick overview of something we've been involved in. I was talking about the number, the dollar amount that's come in for this radiothon to help Feeding America. There is certainly an emergency. This, frankly, could be an ancillary story, a 10A story. The circumstances with food, the food supply in our country, there's a whole long, we could go on for hours talking about what's going on the farms of America, what's happening to the food supply. You go to the grocery store and you can't find half the stuff that you want. Why is there a shortage? Well, there's a long story and a short story to that. But when it comes to the homeless or people who are in need that don't have any money, they can't get food, you know, there are a lot of people that are being supplied food through the school system, and that's all closed down. So what's happening to these millions, tens of millions of people who are food compromised, if you want to use that word? And the idea was put together by a fellow named Ron Stone, who runs a group of radio stations, independent radio stations in our country, and a bunch of other independent broadcasters got together to support it, including me and my programs and my company. So if you want to donate through the end of the weekend, you can do that to help raise more money. I think the figure is in the 400,000 range at the moment after a day or so of raising money for this to help out. You can buy, what is it, Victoria? You said $1 buys 10 meals or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's something.
That's exactly it. Yep.
Would you mind explaining? Let's just spend a moment here explaining how this all works, because Feeding America is one of those charities. I'm not big on charities because they're usually bloated. The CEO makes hundreds of thousands of dollars. The money doesn't go to where it's supposed to go, so I usually stay away. I got involved with Feeding America because every single penny, every cent that is raised goes to buy food for these people. So I don't, but I've forgotten the numbers exactly. You're pretty close to that.
The numbers of?
Yeah, and how much, if you give a dollar, where is, how many people does that feed?
A dollar is 10 meals. Yep. A dollar equals 10 meals. So that's, And so it's not
really great.
It is. And what they do is they work with over 200 food banks around the country. So if you go to the feedingamerica.org website, you can find your closest food bank if you are in need.
Yeah.
They also take donations. You can, you can donate food to the food bank as well. And so what Feeding America does, they have partnered with Walmart and Costco and Purdue Chicken, and they take the excess food, whatever the surplus is from, those big box stores, and then they supply that with, then they take it to the food banks, and then it goes from there. But they have, like, I think it's 60,000 programs around the country that they support. It's really just amazing. And the sad thing is, when we talk about numbers of how this is affecting Americans, 1 in 7, now this is before the pandemic, 1 in 7 Americans relies on a food bank.
That's,
and so to me, that's just a staggering number. Right now, I don't know what exactly the number is, but it's more than 1 in 7 are reliant on food banks. We see images of people in their cars, lines and lines around food banks just waiting for these food boxes. And it's an amazing cause. It's a wonderful, I don't even like calling it a charity. I think it's so much bigger than that. It's an organization, and it's a foundation that is really, it's been around for 40 years in America, and I'm so happy that our show has been able to contribute in whatever way we can.
Yep. All right. So let's see. Number 4 on the list, counting up toward number 1, is a focus on the presidential race. Two things come to mind as I hear or see that. One of them is that there's no primary in New York State. Joe Biden doesn't have enough votes right now to seize the nomination, So what kind of skullduggery can the Democrats come up with to sneak somebody else in there, whoever it may be?
I still think it's going to be a long shot. Look, if he...
A long shot for Biden, or a long shot for somebody else?
Well, yeah, for everybody, actually. Yeah. Here's what could happen. Forget the opinion here, or my opining. Here's what could happen. Joe Biden will probably not have enough delegates to just walk into the convention as the presumptive... as the nominee of Democrats. Now, that doesn't mean that all the states aren't going to pledge their votes to Joe Biden, and every other candidate who has run has pledged their delegates to Joe Biden, except for Bernie Sanders. So it is a long shot to think that that is not what is going to happen. But there are many what-if scenarios. First, we don't know exactly when the DNC will actually hold their convention, because it's been moved and postponed already. There's been some talk that the convention may take place online. And there, if I don't know if you had a chance to see what the NFL draft looked like, but I was having a conversation with Fred Dreyer, who's our friend. He used to play football, and he went, "This is ridiculous," because no one actually stood up. It was just a bunch of, you know, anonymity that protected people's dumb moves. And so if the convention is online... then that same thing can happen for Democrats. So there is a possibility that they could move someone in because Joe doesn't have the delegates. I would say that that's unlikely. I think what Democrats are going to do is use Joe to try to get him, because they think he's likable, over the finish line. But keep an eye on whoever his vice president is, because I fully believe that if Joe Biden is elected, and I still think that could be a long shot, but if he is elected, I don't know that he even serves a day or two. I think his vice president becomes president immediately.
I don't think immediately, but I think there'll be a transition. I don't think it's immediate. There's too much structural stuff that would need to change that's part of his plan. It wouldn't just be immediate.
And the polls are not with you
at
the moment,
Jennifer. And that
would
cause so much chaos. You know,
if you look at what I've seen this week, 8, 9 points. Biden's got 8 or 9 points. Now, he's doing a series of interviews this weekend to address this 25 or 30-year-old charge against him that he raped or molested this former staffer. What was her name? Tara Reid.
Yeah, I mean, he has denied it, and his staff has denied it, but I guess now he's going to...
He hasn't actually talked about it. He's not publicly said anything about it. And if you think that the news media is not in the tank for Joe Biden, then find out why. In all of the interviews he's done over the last 5 weeks, not one person has asked him about it. Come on.
Well, Chris Hayes got a lot of flack for talking about it.
Finally, but that was in week number 5. And then what happens after Chris Hayes talks about it? This effort on social media about firing him.
Are
there any good journalists left?
Nope.
I'm not saying that he did it or not, but
not
at least ask the question, because guess what? When it was brought up against Trump or Justice Kavanaugh, they wouldn't let that thing go. It was the story for weeks.
Yeah, but you know what, though, on the other end of that? No one is talking about Trump there's an active lawsuit from Jean Carroll against Trump on rape right now. No one's asking him about it. He hasn't talked about it. He said she's not my type. He said she's not my type. Did he really say that? He did.
My God.
And you know what? That might be true.
She wasn't pretty enough for him to rape. I mean, really? That's what his answer was. I know. We can laugh at it, but it's
well,
vile.
You know what? It makes me go back to Clinton and Jennifer Flowers and Paula, what's her face, and all of that stuff.
But Clinton was never accused of rape.
Sure he was. Juanita Broderick accused him of rape. Sure.
Well, after the fact. I think after she showed up in his hotel room.
Here's the problem, though. We can't do this. Dwight Eisenhower,
and I'm not even sure, he had an affair with his assistant when he was in charge of Europe in World War II.
Here's breaking news. These men that are power hungry are all going to have these types of allegations. That's not great, but this is what happens with these people who are egomaniacs, and they become predators, and it's unfortunate that we're in this situation. But the Democrats, I really am taking issue with this, because Democrats have painted themselves as the party of Me Too. And so either we believe women or we don't.
All right. Coming up, a conversation about what you know, what you don't know, what you ought to know, and what you are not allowed to know on the Talk Radio Review. For many of our neighbors, missing a paycheck can impact their most basic needs, providing food for themselves and their families. So please join us right now and all through the weekend to help those people most affected by the coronavirus pandemic.
Thank you so much. I just can't even believe it.
Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you for helping my family.
100% of the money we raise will go directly to those who need it most.
Things are tough, but we're not the only ones.
Please help. Join us at TalkRadioCountdownShow.com and click on the Feeding America Donate button. Talk Radio Countdown Show and our list of stories, the important top 10, according to the workers at Talkers Magazine. Number 10, the Pentagon UFO video. If you haven't done anything, just Google it and see what comes up. You'd be fascinated. Number 9, the educational crisis on all levels in our country because of not being able to actually attend classes. Number 8, interpersonal relationships. You heard the story about Ashley Madison. Well, that's what that's about. Technology, number 7. Number 6, the aforementioned situation with Mr. Michael Flynn and the FBI. Number 5, our relationship with China and the rest of the baddies around the world. Presidential race and Joe Biden status, number 4. The economy, number 3. That speaks for itself. Number 2, health care. And number 1, all the inclusive statistics, projections, where the numbers are, who's died, where they are. That's the story list from Talkers Magazine.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. If you or someone you know has tried to quit smoking, you know how tough it can be. Nicotine is highly addictive. Now, doctors are hoping that using a person's genome may hold the key to helping them quit smoking.
So what we're doing is trying to create the best possible chances for them to quit. So matching the best possible drugs that we have available to the right person.
Dr. Rachel Tyndall is head of the Pharmacogenomics Lab at the Center for Addiction and Mental Health and the University of Toronto. Another avenue that they're also looking at are metabolic biomarkers.
In anybody who's a regular smoker, we can look at the rate of their metabolism by looking at the ratio of some metabolites of nicotine in their body. If people are slow metabolizers, they have much better quit rates just spontaneously.
But it can also provide clues as to what medicine may or may not work best. Dr. Tyndall says there is ongoing research looking at using these same techniques for other addictive behaviors. For the Mayo Clinic News Network, I'm Joel Street.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. There are trillions of bacteria in your digestive tract. Research suggests that having too many of the bad or not enough of the good bacteria can wreak havoc on your body. That's why taking a daily probiotic can help promote good health.
Probiotics are beneficial bugs. They're not pathogens. That means they're not things that are going to attack us and cause illness. They're good bugs that are helpful either for digestion or for our immune system.
Gastroenterologist Dr. Joseph Murray says it's a good idea to feed that need.
Over generations, we've been killing our bugs. When you take an antibiotic, a general antibiotic, yes, it's important to treat the infection. But when we take those antibiotics, we're also basically declaring nuclear warfare on our good bugs.
While there are probiotic supplements, Dr. Murray likes to emphasize food-based probiotics, such as yogurt or kimchi. For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They are experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318. Talk Radio Review here. At Talkers.com, you can find the people list as well. The research at Talkers has to do with finding the big stories, and then the ancillary list has to do with the people involved in those stories. From number 10 to number 1 officially, Kim Jong-un. I refer to him as Kim Jong-fatty. Is he dead or alive? Number 9, Jared Kushner. Number 8, Mike Pence. Number 7, Xi Jinping, Ling Ding. Number 6, Jerome Powell. I don't have respect for him, so that's why I fiddle with his name whenever we talk about him. Michael Flynn's at number 5. Joe Biden is at 4. Number 3 is Mitch is a Freudian slip. Mitch McConnell. Dr. Fauci is number 2. And the President of the United States, interestingly enough, number 1. Most people, most eyes and ears are on what he says, whether you agree or disagree with him. The cameras are on, the mics are on, and the Donald gets the attention. That's the People List from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horner. We're joined by talk host Walter Sterling, who does a national program. And the reason I asked Walter to join us is because he had an impactful conversation with one of our colleagues here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who does the Good Day Health Show, about this study that's been done in France. And I think you, I don't know where you first heard the story, but I know you got wrapped up in it. And if I understand the story correctly, Walter, you published the findings on your Facebook page, and that's where the story begins. Is that right?
Dr. Ken gave me a link to the study.
Yep.
Known as the Marseille study.
Correct.
And I quickly cut and pasted it and put it on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. Twice, at least twice, maybe more, I've had items removed from Facebook. The last time something was removed from Facebook was when there was a surprisingly small bikini on a woman in France. So, again, we go to France. And they removed that. And then I put up this link that Dr. Ken sent me. Now, I don't know anything about medicine. I'm not a doctor. But Dr. Ken's a very important guy, very impressive. He sends me a link and says, you've got to put it up. You've got to put it up. Or he said it like this. You got to put it up. Right. So I did. Mm-hmm. And then I had him on my show again, and I said, well, it's already up. I don't have to put it up again. And I went and looked for it, and there was a line from Facebook that said content has been removed because it doesn't adhere to Facebook guidelines.
What does that tell you?
Now, I tried it again today.
Mm-hmm.
I put it up again today. We'll see what happens.
So what we have is Facebook managing the news, right? Isn't that what that's
yeah.
about? I mean, because it didn't conform to what Fauci or the news media says, they just yank it.
It's
is that
a
what
disturbing trend, though. I know you guys probably heard the video this week from the doctors in California who talked about this being not as bad as we thought it was, and that was yanked down by Google. So this is happening all over the place.
Yeah, these guys are dangerous, and I'm glad you told the story, Walter. Good to have you on again. Walter M. Sterling. Listen for him around the country on weekend nights here. This is the Talk Radio Review, Jennifer, Doug, and Victoria at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio for an additional discount. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Ace in the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st. For grills and accessories, $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Q
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. As we go through, when I say we, it's a collective effort. Most of the work's being done by Victoria. But I'll do the numbers, thanks. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, with a top five items from consumer technology this past week. At number five, it's all about the IRS, right? The government, the government, the government.
Well, a lot of people had issues with the government, specifically the IRS.gov website, when they went to try to check the status of their stimulus payments, because we know, I think 80% maybe have been sent out at this point, but the final round of people trying to get their stimulus payments or get a status, they were met with an error message saying payment status not available. So what happened was there was a glitch. They uploaded the IRS uploaded a whole new database of new information where people had gone on and corrected their home address, whether they had moved since they last filed or whatever, or they updated their bank account number. And so when they did that new update with all of that new information, there was a little glitch in it that essentially when you type in your street address, if it's not all in capital letters, it will give you that error message that the payment status is not available. So if you are still wondering when you're going to get your payment, then you can go onto the website and just make sure you type in your home address, your street address in all caps, and it should work.
All right. That's good news. Here's more good news for those of you who want to diddle and fiddle.
Lots of diddling and fiddling, I guess, during the pandemic. Ashley Madison, which is the website for cheating spouses, they say that business is booming, and apparently people who are quarantined with their loved ones are not that happy with their loved ones, and so they have added 17,000
new
members.
Not so much love there.
Not a lot, yeah. So they've added 17,000 new members a day in the midst of this pandemic. And they said they've spoken to their members. They do a lot of polling of their members anonymously. And they said that there's tension building up in the homes. Kids are being homeschooled. Parents are kind of at their wits' end from, you know, I don't have kids, but from my friends who have kids, they're at their wits' end with the homeschooling situation. And everyone's trying to also do their own job. So it's kind of not surprising that they found that 30% of the users are females, and they're having cyber sex with their affair partners. 14% of the male users were having virtual sex with their affair partners. And so they said 76% of the respondents, when asked, are they trying to make things better in their own marriage? And 76% said no. Not great for the divorce rate. There's going to be a divorce boom. I think thought there was going to be a baby boom after this. Maybe there will be, but I think it's going to be a divorce boom.
Let's move on here. Number three, free phone repairs. So let's see. Let's hope this is good.
This is good. Samsung and Google are offering free phone repairs to healthcare workers and first responders to help support those frontline workers as they're, you know, literally out there on the front lines every day. The two companies are offering repairs in partnership with the phone repair company that's called You Break, I Fix. And they have, this is running through the end of June. All you need to do is just show your badge or your ID as a first responder or healthcare professional. Google's free Pixel repair program is similar to Samsung's, same thing. They've got 500 participating locations around the country, and like I said, this will go through June 30th, which is great news for those healthcare responders.
Number two is a focus on Facebook.
Yes, this is students around the world, as we know right now, are missing out on an in-person graduation ceremony. So Facebook has decided to host their own commencement, and so it's a live graduation event. It's going to happen on May 15th, and it will feature a commencement speech by Oprah Winfrey. And she does give a good commencement speech, so we know that for sure. Shorter speeches will be provided by Awkwafina, the actress, Jennifer Garner, Lil Nas X, Simone Biles, Miley Cyrus is going to be performing. So they're going to make a whole real event out of it, which will be be fun. And Facebook is encouraging using the hashtag graduation2020, and people can have their own at-home graduation parties with their families, and you can dress up in your cap and gown, and this will all be launched through Facebook's messenger rooms. And so it's similar to Zoom, but that's how you can watch everything and also have your friends see you at the same time, which is it's sweet. I think it's a nice option for kids who, you know, are missing out on a huge rite of passage.
Yep. All right. Top story this week has to do with some of the biggies.
Yeah, Verizon, AT&T, and Comcast have extended their no late fee and no termination policy. This is, now if you have Verizon as your cell phone provider or internet provider, you have to go onto their website and fill out the hardship form if you have lost your job or if you're having trouble paying the bill. So if you don't do that, they can cancel you, but if you do, they'll work with you. AT&T and Comcast as well, they're going to work with you until the end of June.
So, in other words, you snooze, you lose on that one. You got to get at it.
Communication is key.
Yep, right. Connect to them. That is, if you can get through on the phone to any of these outfits, that's another always a choice experience. So those are the top five items as determined by Victoria Keelan from the World of Technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is laying the blame for the spread of the coronavirus at Beijing's doorstep.
During an appearance on ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he suspects the coronavirus pandemic began in a Chinese lab.
These are not the first times that we've had a world exposed to viruses as a result of failures in a Chinese lab.
Pompeo says U.S. intelligence agencies continue to look into the start of that pandemic.
Verify so that we are certain.
He also accuses the Chinese Communist Party and government of trying to prevent the rest of the world from finding out about the outbreak until it began to spread internationally, costing hundreds of thousands of lives. I'm Tim McGuire.
Officials in Nebraska are forging ahead with plans for the state's May 12th primary, despite calls from Democrats to only offer voting by mail and concerns from public health officials that in-person voting will help the coronavirus spread. Top Republican officials in the GOP-dominated state have repeatedly urged voters to cast early absentee ballots, but they argue that voters have to have the option of voting in person. Leader Mitch McConnell's plan to confirm more, Trump judicial nominees is only widening the partisan gap as the Senate prepares to reconvene on Monday.
McConnell says it's time to resume confirming the president's executive and judicial nominations. He recently told the Salem Radio Network, "My motto for the year is to leave no vacancy behind." That hasn't changed. Democrats are pushing back, insisting that this is no time to focus on issues other than the pandemic. Democrats have tried and failed to convince McConnell to call off plans to reconvene. Minority Whip Dick Durbin of Illinois calling it dangerous and risky at a time when Washington, D.C. is reporting the most new coronavirus cases since early April. Agnew reporting.
New Zealand's reported no new coronavirus cases. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects. And I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
The National Rifle Association's been hard hit by the coronavirus with layoffs, salary cuts, and no national convention.
The coronavirus pandemic has upended the gun rights organization during what should be influential times for the group. The country is in the middle of a presidential election, and gun owners are riled up over what they see as an effort by authorities to trample on their Second Amendment rights. The NRA, which boasts about 5 million members, has recently laid off or furloughed dozens of employees and cut salaries across the board, including for CEO Wayne LaPierre. The financial issues, combined with the cancellation of fundraisers and the national convention, have complicated its ability to influence the 2020 election. I'm Shelley Adler.
Gil Schwartz, the longtime CBS communications executive who wrote humorous novels under the pen name Stanley Bing, has died. He was 68. More at townhall.com. Starbucks says its global sales plunged in the first 3 months of the year as coronavirus-related shutdowns crippled its worldwide operations.
The Seattle-based coffee giant says almost all of its stores in China have reopened, but many are operating with reduced hours and seating. In the U.S., the company has temporarily closed half of its 8,000 company-owned stores. Starbucks says sales at its established stores fell 10% in the January to March period.
Jeremy House with that report. The company expects conditions to worsen in its fiscal third quarter before moderating later this year. It says it's withdrawing most 2020 financial guidance as a result. New York's banding together with Delaware, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania to form a consortium to purchase equipment and supplies that sometimes have been hard to come by during the coronavirus pandemic. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and this time around, we visit the Windy City to enjoy the comedy of a lovable Italian immigrant named Luigi. And later, our stop is in the fictional town of Wistful Vista, as Fibber McGee is on the hunt for a possible foreign spy operating in his community. Before that wartime broadcast from a series that aired on radio for more than two decades, we indeed opened with Cy Howard's program starring J. Carroll Nash. Although actually of Irish descent, Nash specialized in various ethnic roles, not only on radio, but also in films and over on television. Hear now his best-known radio role, supported by the voice of Fred Flintstone, Alan Reed as Pasquale. This is from just after the series had launched. It originally aired on November 9, 1948.
From
From Chicago, we invite you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring J. Carol Nash. When Luigi Basco left Italy to start his new life in America, he promised his mother that he would write her and tell her about his adventures. So now we look over Luigi's shoulder as he writes another letter to Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, Chicago is a very fine city and full of very fine people. It's very interesting for me to stand in front of my store and watch you people walk by and guess what they are by the way they walk. Yesterday I watched a man. He walked very fast. He's a banker. Then I see a man walking not so fast, not so slow. I think he's a clerk. Then I see a man. He walks very slow and look very sad. He's a Republican. Because you see, Mamma Mia, was a big election in America last week. Was a very close race between the two fellas. Mr. Truman win, Dr. Gallup lose. But now, American people forget all about the politics. Now they're interested in football. But it's a wonderful country when one day people fight about the politics, next day football, and I'm very happy to be here. Only other country, Man Pasquale, who bring me to this country and who has Pasquale Spaghetti Palace next to store, he is unhappy. For him, only important campaign is for me to marry his daughter Rosa. Oh, Mamma Mia. If you see her, you know what means the word inflation. She weighs more than she's worth. If a fella marry her and the must carry bride into house after the wedding, he can't make it in one trip and must make it two trips. But I have my antique business, and I try to forget the Pasquale. This morning, just before my general manager, the 12-year-old bambino Jimmy O'Connor, go to school, I show him a sign that I painted myself. All right, Jimmy, we put a sign in the window. Then you go to school. How you like it?
Special fire sale. But, boss, you haven't had a fire.
I know, but tomorrow I must pay insurance, so today I have fire sale. How do you like my printing, Jimmy?
Well, for a man who's only been here a little while, it's pretty good.
Sure. I don't write with the broken handwriting anymore. You tell my teacher, Miss Spaulding, huh?
Hey, boss, look who's coming.
Customer?
No, it's Mr. Pasquale. What does he want so early in the morning?
Same thing he wants later tonight. I should marry Rosa.
What are you going to say?
Same thing. No.
Maybe I ought to stay.
Don't worry, Jimmy. You go to school.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Hello, Jimmy.
Goodbye, Mr. Pasquale. Goodbye, boss.
Study hard, Jimmy. Maybe one day you go to Electoral College.
Ah, he's a fighter boy. And you look a fighter, too.
The answer is no.
I didn't even ask you anything. You know the answer.
You're going to ask me to marry Rosa. The answer is no.
You think Rosa is the only thing out of my mind?
Si.
No, you out of my mind. Today, I'm just full of love for everybody, even to you. No hard feelings, only sweet. And I'm going to prove it to you. Tonight, I'm going to give you a vacation.
Where'd I go?
First, I ask you, if somebody say to you, Luigi Basco, you choose any place you like to go in Chicago tonight, what do you say?
Who asked me?
Well, suppose. It's like in a storybook when you was a little bambino. Good fairies ask you.
Then I go to beautiful palace downtown. Buy popcorn, and while I eat the popcorn, I see a movie.
It's even better. How would you like to go to the opera tonight?
Opera? Oh, Pasquale, I don't hear opera since I leave Italy.
You like opera, eh?
It's a foolish question. It's like asking you if you like money.
All right. Here's your two tickets to the opera.
Free?
Free.
How much?
That's a matter for you. Why are you so suspicious? Here, you hold the ticket.
Okay, Pasquale.
Fine. Now you find a nice girl and you take her to the opera.
Okay, I call up Mrs. Spalding. She's a nicer girl.
If I give you two tickets and I say find a nicer girl, I'm a no mean a Spalding. I'm a mean a Rosa.
Then no more talk about a marriage.
Okay, no more talk about a marriage. We talk about opera. Okay?
Si. What opera is it?
Marriage of Figaro.
There you go again.
That's the name of the opera. That's the matter for you. Go to opera here. Take a Rosa. Here's the two tickets.
If I take a Rosa, then I need three tickets.
Okay. So Rosa, she's a little fat. What else you got against her?
Nothing.
Then why don't you marry my baby?
I'm in no position to marry.
So you're changing your position.
You don't understand. First place, I owe you $800.
Forget it.
It's very easy for me to forget. Trouble is, you always remind me.
Not today.
Then I have a little store. Is it just big enough for me and Jimmy?
I build you a new store. I even buy you new antiques.
Isn't that right? I don't want your money.
Please, Sir Luigi, don't let my money stand in the way.
Even if I love a Rosa, I don't marry her. I can't even afford to buy a girl a little present.
You marry Rosa, she give you a little present.
Look, Pasquale, all over the world is a custom. If fella gonna marry girl, he give her an engagement ring.
I don't believe in engagement. With me, get right down at the business. Put on a wedding ring.
I don't have a money even for a wedding ring.
I buy you one.
No.
I ask my wife at the rest if she lend you hers. She's aware it's long enough.
I'm much obliged. No, Pasquale, I don't marry Rosa unless I have to.
Is this your final statement of my
friend? Yes.
Absolute, positive, final statement?
Yes.
Then give me back my tickets. No marriage to Rosa, no marriage to Figaro.
That Pasquale, he's so angry he don't even close the door. Well, it's a nice day. Maybe I catch a little bit of air.
Out of my way, bud!
Why, excuse me, mister. You don't see me, huh? You must have been in a big hurry. Hey, mister, you dropped something. Hey! Mamma mia, you dropped a diamond ring. Excuse me, lady. I find the ring, so I like to advertise in your newspaper here.
Yes?
Please, I like to see the boss, Mr. Greeley.
Who?
Mr. Greeley.
We don't have any Mr. Greeley.
But it say up there, Horace Greeley, founder.
Oh, that Mr. Greeley. He's not connected with us anymore. What is it you want?
See this ring?
It's a honey.
It's a diamond. I find it in front of my store. And my teacher, Miss Spalding, she say advertiser, so now I can...
Well, advertising department to your right.
Right.
What can I do for you, sir?
I like to put an ad in your paper.
Oh, good, good. How much space would you like?
I think one page is plenty.
A page? Yes. Well, won't you sit down?
Thank you.
May I have your name?
Pasco. Luigi Pasco.
Well, mine is Randall.
Hello.
What is the nature of your business, Mr. Basco?
All the new antiques, also statues of colonial furniture.
And where are you located?
Next door to Pasquale Spaghetti Palace.
Where is that?
Next door to me.
Any credit or banking references?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, do you want to be billed for this or will you pay cash?
Oh, I pay cash.
A page, that will be $3,000.
$3,000? I don't know. It cost us so much. I don't think I'd take a page.
Well, how much would you like to spend? $1,500 or $1,000?
A little less.
Well, then how much would you like to spend?
$2.
What'd you say?
$2.
Yes. Yes, that's what I thought you said.
Oh, what's the matter? You angry?
No. I never lose my temper, no.
Well, it's all right. If you lose temper, all you have to do is put an ad and you find it again.
Thanks.
How big is this ad?
1 inch. Now, what do you want to advertise?
I find the ring today and I want to give it back.
A lost and found ad?
Just found. Other fella lost.
might happen to you sometime. Why didn't you say so in the first place?
This is the first place I come to.
All right. Now, what kind of a ring is it?
Here.
An engagement ring.
See.
I see, all right.
You don't understand. When I say see, this means yes.
Yes, I understand.
But when I say see, this means look.
Whichever it is, what do you want to say in this ad?
Ladies and gentlemen. If somebody lose engagement ring, please come and see Luigi Basco, old and a new antiques at 21 North of Halsted Street. Open night and day, no appointment necessary. Only 2 blocks from elevated station, walk to corner...
You want to say all that for $2?
No. No.
But how can we fit all that in a 1-inch ad?
Use a small letters.
Well, 1-inch ad wouldn't hold more than about a dozen words.
Then what I say?
Well, let me see. Ring found in front of 21 North Halsted Street. Call Luigi Basco.
This is the first time I have a name in American newspaper. Maybe I spend more money. Take more space.
Well, for $4, Mr. Basco, I can give you a 2-inch ad.
On the front page?
And I suppose you'd like us to run your picture for the same price.
Good. That's a good idea, Mr. Randall. Never so much I expect in America.
Look, Mr. Basco. For 2 inches, you get 25 words in the classified ad section. Now, will you please dictate it to me?
Then say, Luigi Basco, 21 North of Halsted Street, the dealer in new and used antiques.
You can drop that.
Drop what?
The antique stuff.
If I drop antique stuff, it'll break.
No, I mean omit.
Omit?
Yes, leave out.
Why?
Well, the antique stuff takes up too much room.
Oh, no, I got a bigger store.
Mr. Basco, please finish that ad. Remember now, 25 words.
Please. All right. Luigi Basco.
Okay, that's 2 words.
21 North of Halsted Street.
That's 6 words.
Who owns antique store?
10 words.
Found a diamond ring.
13. Remember, 25 words.
If owner tell me inside says John to Mary Winnetka. $1,946, I return the ring.
26 words. Mr. Basco, one too many.
Then make it 1,945.
Mr. Basco! No, never mind. Never mind. I'll do it myself. I'll just do it. Here we go. There we are. 25 words.
What word do you take out?
Winnetka.
Oh, no, it's my favorite word.
But you must lose some word.
Okay. I show you how to get it. Take out my name.
Look, Mr. Basco. There's a fine newspaper across the street. They're our competitors. We hate them. There's $2 of my own. It's my lunch money. You go over there and give them the ad.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Randall. But I give you my business. And here's my $2.
Yes. Well, thank you. And if you ever find anything again, keep it.
No. Oh, no. Honesty is the best policy.
Time to take a short break. We'll be back with more of Life with Luigi after this.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Hemorrhoids are a very common problem that can cause itching, irritation, and discomfort, maybe even a little bleeding. But
one of the common misconceptions is that hemorrhoids cause pain, and basically they don't. If pain is a primary complaint of a patient, almost always they have some form of an anal fissure.
Colorectal surgeon Dr. John Pemberton says that's
literally a crack in the skin and the lining of the very outside of the anus. The underlying internal sphincter muscle is right there. That exposes the muscle, and the muscle goes into spasm. And keeps it from healing.
It's usually caused by very hard stools, so the first line of treatment is a stool softener.
And the next step is the use of topical agents meant to relax the sphincter muscle. If the topical agents don't work, then we have been injecting Botox.
If all else fails, there is a surgical option to relax the muscle and to promote healing. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
And now let's get back to Life with Luigi on When Radio Was.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Where you been?
Newspaper office.
What for? Never see a fella like you. Always going to some new place.
It's like this, Pasquale. I explain you. I find a ring.
You find a ring?
This morning a fella bumped into me. He dropped a ring, he ran away.
So you gave it to a newspaper?
No. My teacher, Miss Spaulding, she say, if you find the ring, you advertise in the paper. Same time also advertising my business. Free.
What kind of ring?
This one.
Hey, that's a beautiful engagement ring.
Sure.
Where you find it?
In the front of my store.
I bet you get a bigger reward.
Oh, I don't care.
I care. Who's your landlord?
You.
Well, if you find in front of my property, then we go 50-50, eh?
I don't argue. If fella give me money, I give you half.
I'm only fooling, Luigi. Who's interested in the money?
You.
No. No, Luigi. Is it come a time when the happiness is more important than the money?
Pasquale, you feel all right?
No.
That's what I think.
I'm an old man, Luigi. I'm already living my life. Pretty soon, I say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, Pasquale.
Don't be in such a hurry.
Then I wait.
How would you like to do one little favor for poor Pasquale before he's a kick in the bucket, eh?
Please, Pasquale, you're making me very sad.
Luigi, you're my countryman. I do you a favor, I bring you over. Now maybe you do me one favor before I say bye-bye.
I try, Pasquale.
For one little second, put that ring on a rose's finger.
You're just a plain dead, Pasquale. You try to fool me.
I'm no fool of you, Luigi. I just want to see with my own eyes how roses look when she's wearing an engagement ring. Then I die happy.
Is this a promise?
I give you my word. What do you say?
But, Pasquale, girl's name on the ring is Mary.
That's no problem. Mary! Mary! Rosa! Rosa! Come out to here and bring your finger with you.
You called me!
Look who's here, Rosa.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Go ahead, Luigi. Put on in the ring.
Okay, Pasquale, but you promised Rosa to take it right off.
Listen, Luigi, I'm dying.
So am I.
Put on a third finger, left hand.
Can't tell the difference. Is it too bad, Pasquale? The ring don't fit.
Stop breathing, Rosa. Now, both of us are together. Push. Okay. Now you can breathe again.
I do your papa a favor. I make all men happy, Rosa.
I feel it 20 years younger already, my son.
Mamma mia.
Now you two is engaged.
Engaged? Is there no time to laugh, Rosa?
Is it your ring, Luigi, you know?
No.
You find it, it's yours, that's the law.
I find the real owner.
You the real owner, my son.
Rosa, give me back the ring.
I see you put a ring on a Rosa's fingers with my own eyes. That's enough for me.
Please, Rosa, stop breathing. I pull off of the ring.
What's the difficulty?
The ring, she's a stuck.
So are you, my son.
For the second act of Luigi Basco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
So, mamma mia, I'm in a big trouble. Pasquale talked me into putting ring on a Rosa's finger. Now ring wants to come off. It's like trying to pull a cow out of a milk bottle. So Pasquale is very happy. Like they say in America, he got to me over barrels. If ring don't come off Rosa's finger, then I must marry barrel. Now, with Rosa attached, owner no have to give me reward. I give owner reward.
Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello. Well, pretty soon now you're going to lead my Rosa down the bridle path.
Pasquale, I'm not going to marry Rosa.
You give Rosa a ring, you engage.
But it was not my ring, Pasquale.
If nobody shows up, it's your ring.
So what?
Put the two and the two together, what do you got?
Rosa.
Look, don't worry, Luigi. Maybe now you don't love Rosa, but when you marry her, she's a grow out of you.
I'm not a flower pot, Pasquale. I put the ring on Rosa only to do you a favor.
That's right. That's what I tell everybody. Luigi Basco, do me a big favor. He's a marrying of my Rosa.
You no right to tell people lie.
Okay, you don't want to marry Rosa? Take back the ring.
I can't.
So you see, it's the truth. And don't worry, my son. Pretty soon you believe it, too. And I already make plans for the wedding. It's going to be the biggest wedding anybody's having in this neighborhood. People are going to talk about it for years.
That's because I'm not going to be there.
You're going to be there. You'll be there, all right. All dressed up like a dummy in a window. Black coat, the stripes, the pants, and a Rosa, she's going to be dressed in a white. And listen, Luigi, my wife, Teresa, she's now cooking up a smaller family dinner for tonight. I'll be back in a half an hour.
I'm not the gone.
Then Rosa's a comer for you. Instead of you carry her over the threshold, she's a carry you.
Mamma mia, I'm in a big trouble. Oh, here come a customer.
Is this 21 North Halstead Street?
Si.
You Luigi Basco?
Si.
Okay, cough up that ring.
Please, mister. I'm not the swallow ring.
And hand it over.
You see my ad in the paper?
Yeah. Come on, quit gabbing.
How I know is your ring?
I'm the guy you bumped into.
Excuse me, you bump into me, then I holler.
Okay. Come on, let's have that ring.
First, you identify. What it say inside the ring?
John to Mary Winnetka, 1946.
Oh, you John?
No, I Mary. Come on, get going, Buster. We'll have trouble.
Got a plenty of trouble already.
If you're smart, you'll get rid of that hunk of ice fast. It's hot.
Hot?
ice?
Yes, yes. Now, come on, stop stalling. You're talking to little Louie.
I don't have a ring. Rosa, she's got it.
Rosa? Who's she, the fence?
She's the whole backyard.
Come on, now, cut that double talk.
Blazy, you're choking me. Is it like this, Mr. Little Louie? I show Pasquale the ring, and he said to me...
Now, look, cut the conversation. I want that ring or you wind up in cement.
Mamma mia, you're a sculptor.
No wisecracks. Come on, where's the ring?
I don't have... It's on a girl's finger.
And get it off her.
Please, give me a little time.
I'll give you 15 minutes. If that ring ain't here then, bud, you're dead.
Thank you. Pasquale.
Luigi, what's the matter? You're shaking like a spaghetti in a hot water.
Luigi, I'm in a plenty of hot water. Pasquale, owner of Ringer was just in my store.
I don't believe it, so what does he want?
Ring. Please, Pasquale, must take ring off Rosa's finger.
Oh, no. I don't trust you, Luigi. Once you take off, you never put him out again.
He's a very mean fellow, Pasquale. If I don't have a ring in 15 minutes, I'm dead. And then Rosa be widow even before she's married.
That's a pretty bad for you.
Please, Pasquale, I don't want to die before I get a citizen of papers.
That's a foolish talk. Is it not illegal for a dead man at the vote?
Pasquale, you must pull a ring from Rosa's finger.
It's easier to pull a Lake of Michigan from a Chicago. But I help you, Luigi.
How?
When a man is a coming for the ring, if he don't find the ring, and maybe he's a take the money.
But I don't got the money.
Luigi, I lend you the money. I don't want a condition.
Okay. I marry Rosa.
Here you are, my son. Give a man $100. That's a plenty for a ring like that. What do you say, my son?
Thank you, Papa.
Hey, look, there's a Jimmy coming home from the school.
Hello, Mr. Pasquale. Hello, boss.
Hello, Jimmy. Soon are you going to be a flower girl.
What did Pasquale mean by that?
He means soon are you going to be a flower boy.
Huh?
Yes, sir, Jimmy, I'm going to marry Rosa.
Oh, no, boy.
Oh, yes, sir, Jimmy.
How did Pasquale hook you?
Here's a long story, Jimmy. I find the ring today and...
Ring?
You know about it?
Well, not about the one you found. But here's something in this afternoon's paper. Listen to this. Hendricks home robbed. Bandits escape with famous jewelry collection. Diamond ring stolen, valued at $20,000.
What else to say, Jimmy?
Inside the ring, there's an inscription. Married to John Winnetka.
1946. Mamma mia.
Hey, boss, how did you know that?
Quicker, Jimmy, call over the police.
Give me the police.
Put that phone down.
Who are you?
Detective Horan.
You got a wonderful police department. Very good service.
Never mind the wisecracks. Search a joint, Tom.
Right, Harry.
So you're Luigi Basco?
Yes, sir, Mr. Policeman.
Are you packing a rod?
I'm not in a rod of packing a business.
Now, where's that ring, Mr. Basco?
I know God.
Look, we just picked up little Louie, so you might as well come clean.
Nothing in there except some old furniture.
You look in the backyard?
Yeah.
Find anything?
About 30 Dewey statues.
Say, I sell them to your chief.
Who helped you pull that big job?
Big job?
Stop stalling.
Only big job I know is Rosa.
Rosa? Who's Rosa, the brains of the mob?
She looked like the whole mob.
Yeah, what'd you do with the ring?
Please, I tell you a whole story.
Take us down, Tom. Shoot, Luigi.
You shoot a Luigi and I can't tell him my story. This is morning, I find a ring out the side of my store.
Look, little Louie told us all about it.
Hey, Luigi, did the fella cover for the money?
Not yet.
Oh, that's the ring. It's a looking so beautiful out of Rosa's finger.
Oh, yeah? Who's this guy?
That's the Pasquale.
Who'd you say was wearing the ring?
My little girl, Rosa.
Oh, so you're in on this, too.
Hey, why are you asking so many questions?
We're from the police department.
Well, I'm a no-buy, no-tickets to the policeman's bar.
Pasquale, please, you're talking too much.
He'll talk more downtown. Tom, get the girl Rosa. Maybe the gang will talk to the chief.
The chief?
Mamma mia, they still got Indians in Chicago.
Here they are, Mr. District Attorney.
Now you, Mr. Basco, and you too, Mr. Pasquale. You'd better listen to me carefully.
Si.
Now, I've read the statements you two men gave the police, and I don't believe a word of it.
Answer the truth to Mr. D.A., I swear. If I'm a liar, I hope for Luigi's a drop dead.
But it's all your fault, Pasquale. I tell you, no, try the ring on a Rosa's finger. You say try.
If you marry my Rosa a long time ago, this don't happen.
Stop that private argument. You're going to talk yourselves into a long prison sentence.
Please, Mr. Attorney. I'm an honest citizen.
He's an honest citizen.
But when I get to my papers, I'm an honest citizen. Now I'm a just honest Luigi. I do everything like law says. Law says don't step on a grass. Luigi don't step on a grass. China says don't feed animals. Luigi don't feed animals. China says one-way street. I walk one way. China says, don't cross the street. So I'm in this country 1 year and I've never been on the other side of the street yet. All of my life, I only want to be in this country.
I understand, Mr. Basco. But this whole thing is incredible. I don't understand how a man like Mr. Pasquale can go to such lengths to get his daughter married.
If you see my little baby, you understand.
Bring her in, Haran. Rosa! Rosa!
Yes, Papa.
Now I understand. Take him out, Haran. No charges.
Thank you, Mr. District Attorney.
Thank you. You do me a big favor. I do you a favor.
What?
From now on, Mr. District Attorney, I always listen to your radio show.
Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is written by High Craft and Cy Howard and stars J. Carroll Nash as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Music by Wilbur Hatch. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
From November 9, 1948, Life with Luigi debuted on NBC Radio just a couple of weeks earlier and continued for the next 6 years. It was also a brief television version, also starring J. Carroll Nash as Luigi and Alan Reed as Pasquale. But after only a brief run, the network tinkered with the sitcom, recasting it, hiring Vito Scotti as Luigi and Thomas Gomez as Pasquale. J. Carroll Nash, though, would continue to show up frequently on television in the 1950s and 60s, with guest roles in both dramas and comedies, including Bonanza, The Untouchables, Wagon Train, I Dream of Jeannie, Green Acres, and Get Smart. Of course, Alan Reed also found TV fame as the voice of Fred in the primetime animated comedy The Flintstones. After his death in 1977, all the subsequent Fred Flintstone portrayers imitated Reed's voice. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Win Radio was The Comedies Continue, as we visit Wistful Vista and Fibber McGee and Molly. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, the ringing of that phone bell means adventure.
Hello?
Hello. The young man answering the phone is Archie Goodwin.
Yes, this is Nero Wolfe's office.
The mountain of a man in the oversized armchair, staring at Archie with a beady eye, is Nero Wolfe.
Mr. Wolfe is in. Mr. Wolfe is always in. Would he stay in until... He would.
Archie, what on earth?
Boss, she sounds blonde.
Phooey.
Rex Stout's reclusive, overweight, orchid-loving super sleuth is masterfully portrayed by Sidney Greenstreet in Radio Spirit's 4-CD collection, Nero Wolfe, The Case of the Midnight Ride. Mystery buffs can learn the logic of this armchair detective extraordinaire as he presides over 8 curious cases.
He's disappeared. It's been 3 days now.
Nero Wolfe, The Case of the Midnight Ride, sells for $15.95. But When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $10. Plus, get free shipping.
We've still got a disappearance case, and this one you're not sitting out.
Indeed. And who has disappeared now?
Mary Dunning. Stevens is back, but Mary's gone.
Go to radiospirits.com now or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code WOLF77.
Excuse me, Mr. Wolf.
Yeah.
Hold the wire a moment.
Wait, Mr. Stevens.
Come on in. I haven't had a chance yet.
Well, what? No! No!
Get your own copy of Nero Wolf, The Case of the Midnight Ride today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code WOLF77.
Kramer's on his way to your place now to pick up young Dowd. Any instructions?
I'd like more company.
Well, the ball game is all wrapped up, isn't it?
I'd still like more company.
Right, Mary and Schwartz?
If you can get them here. And Archie.
Yes?
Get them here.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This week's tip from Drawn to Wildlife deals with the numerous benefits of getting outdoors. We will share those benefits right after this brief message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
The benefits to getting outdoors by taking a walk, playing with the kids, or just sitting on the porch is numerous. Being outdoors boosts your energy, makes it easier to exercise, reduces stress, and can even help your vision. So try to get outside for 20 minutes a day and reap those benefits. To learn more about the outdoors, go to drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where it's time for Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee on the trail of spies sneaking around Wistful Vista during World War II. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and while this often top-rated comedy program was on the air for more than two decades, beginning back in 1935, some of the best remembered shows indeed broadcast during World War II. Jim and his real-life wife Marion Jordan played the McGees. Along with head writer Don Quinn, they didn't hesitate to get involved in the war effort. Well, this episode is from just 5 months after the United States had entered the war, following the attack on Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. Heading back to May 12, 1942.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly, brought to you each Tuesday in America, and by transcription and shortwave broadcast to our men in uniform overseas. Makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly, written by Don Quinn, with songs by the King's Men and music by Billy Mills Orchestra. The show opens with A Shine on Your Shoes. Best way to take care of the finish of your car, will you let me make a suggestion? There's a Johnson combination product called Carnu, spelled C-A-R-N-U, that both cleans and polishes in one application. If you'll try Carnu just once on your car, I know you'll be delighted with the results. Carnu saves time and work and money. It's a liquid polish. You rub it on, let it dry, and wipe it off. It gives your car back its original showroom shine. Makes it sparkle with a minimum of work. Then, if you want to give added protection to the finish, save car washings, make cleaning still easier, you can add a coat of wax, either Johnson's Auto Wax or the regular household wax. Take better care of your car with Johnson's Car New. Sir, espionage has come to Wistful Vista. At least Fibber McGee thinks so. Every place he goes, there's a small, dark man with a semi-concealed camera taking pictures of this and that. And here at 79 Wistful Vista, discussing his suspicions, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
I'm telling you, Molly, the guy is a spy. Every place I go, there he is, snapping pictures. Click, 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 all day long, with that little camera.
Well, where, for instance?
Outside the Elks Club, down by the bridge, near the railroad station, the powerhouse, and every place.
Well, I don't know, McGee. Somehow I can't think of the Elks Club as a military objective. Though it might be classified as an ammunition dump.
What do you mean?
Well, there's so much lead sitting around there.
But the bridge and the powerhouse and the railroad station, them are all military objections.
For that matter, what were you doing around the railroad station and the powerhouse and the bridge?
I was to all them places on business.
What business?
Well, I had to go to the station to mail an important letter. Wanted to get it off on the 142.
Whom were you sending it to?
The National College of Self-Improvement in harmonica playing. You'll admit my harmonica playing could be improved.
I'll confess that without being tortured. But what were you doing at the power station?
There was a bunch of linemen down there installing a new transformer.
Yes?
Yes. And I've always been fascinated the way them guys can climb up a telephone pole with them spurs of theirs. One guy, a fellow named Joe, got a sliver in his leg. And
Remind me to send flowers, dearie. But I still don't know what you were doing there.
I was watching them, doggone it. The guy can't sit around the Elks playing rummy all day long, can he? And there was this guy with his little clamber. Click, click, click. All day long. You know what first made me suspicious of him?
What?
Every time I'd look at him, he'd look away.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
McGee, I love you, but don't get the idea that everybody who doesn't like to look at you for hours at a time is a foreign spy.
Fibber and Molly will return shortly after we take a short break. Stay tuned.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
According to Bank of America, had you invested just $1 back in 2009, that investment would be worth about $90,000 today. So what is Bitcoin and how was it developed? We asked Jean Amuni, CEO and founder of ShakePay.
This new currency is designed to work on the internet. It was not meant to have any centralized authority, so Bitcoin works as a network of computers that crunch code and allow people to transact with each other, send money to each other. For all intents and purposes, there's a bunch of computers that run Bitcoin code, and they validate every single transaction that comes on the network and make sure that it's a valid transaction. A lot of this is based on cryptography that was built in the 20th century. It was just all put together in one beautiful package that became Bitcoin.
Go to shakepay.co for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio for an additional discount. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
And now let's get back to Fibber McGee and Molly on WIN Radio 1.
Heavenly days, the whole country will wind up in a concentration camp.
And just the same, there was something fishy about that guy. I think he's another Harry Matty.
A what?
A Harry Matty. You know, a spy. Harry Matty was shot in the last war when they caught her trying to conceal.
No, that was not a Harry.
I can't be bothered with little details about...
Come in.
Oh, hi. Trivia?
Why, hello, Mr. Mayor.
Good day, Mrs. McGee. Hello, McGee. Do I understand that you called my office this morning?
I certainly did, Latrivia. They told me you were in a council meeting and couldn't be bothered.
Couldn't be disturbed, I believe, she said.
Well, what's the difference? You don't seem to realize, Latrivia, that we're working, that you're working for us. We pay you. You're just a public servant, and we're the public. When we want something, you ought to snap out of it.
McGee.
Huh?
Don't talk like that to Mayor Latrivia. What'd you call him for, anyway?
Yes, I'd like to know, too, McGee. Like most taxpayers, you seem to labor under the delusion that public officials should come running to wipe your little noses every time you sneeze. If Mrs. McGee will pardon my plain speaking.
Mrs. McGee loves it.
Look, Latrivia, I wanted to report a suspicious-looking guy that's hanging around town.
McGee, if we arrested every odd-looking man in this town, Wistful Vista would soon be known as the deserted village. It would be a ghost town.
Well, McGee thinks this man was a spy, Mr. Mayor.
He is a spy. I'm convinced. He takes pictures, click, 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 all day long, of everything of importance in this town. He's been following me for 2 days now. He carries a camera under his coat.
Does he look intelligent?
No. He looks like he'd had nothing above his eyes but sinus trouble. But that don't mean that...
I'm inclined to take it lightly myself, Mr. Latrivia, but maybe it would be better to investigate.
Very well. I'll have him picked up for questioning. Do you wish to sign a complaint?
Sure, I do.
Oh, well, then if you were wrong, dearie, there'd be nothing against you but a charge of false arrest, malicious prosecution, and invasion of private rights.
That's all. You might get out of it for as little as $100,000 in damages.
Why don't I keep my big mouth shut? Forget picking him up, Latrivia. I'll get the goods on him myself. He thinks he's trailing me. Well, I'll trail him.
Well, what fun. Can I play, too? And if we all join hands, we can keep better track of each other.
Well, if that's all you wanted, McGee, I'd better be running along. Wait a minute. Look out the window, McGee.
Huh? Where?
Under that big tree across the street. Is that the man?
You mean the one looking this way with his hat pulled down over his eyes?
That's him. That's the guy. What's he doing?
It looks like he's focusing a camera on your front door, McGee.
If they come out good, I'll take a dozen.
This is no time for joking, Molly. Look, Latrivia, you walk down the street and we'll see if he follows you.
Me?
Scared?
No. I'll keep my mouth closed so he won't plant a bomb under my bridges.
Oh,
I'll call you from my office and see what happens.
Oh, we'll be watching. Goodbye, Mr. Mayor.
Goodbye, Mrs. McGee.
And, Latrivia.
Yes?
If anything happens to you, I'll always remember you as the best mayor we ever had.
A friend of the people.
He wore no man's collar.
Fearless and independent.
A credit to his party. The working man's pal.
Oh, stop it. Stop it, for heaven's sake. Nothing's going to happen to me. You watch. Keep an eye on him, McGee.
Good luck.
Gee, I hope nothing does happen.
No!
Oh, heavenly days, McGee. What do you suppose?
Oh, my gosh. I completely forgot.
Forgot what?
When I realized that guy was following me, I strung a rope across the porch steps.
The first half of a war-era episode of Fibber McGee and Molly. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. The role of Mayor Latrivia was handled by Gail Gordon, one of radio's busiest performers. He was Principal Conklin on Armist Brooks, George's boss Mr. Atterbury on the Lucille Ball series My Favorite Husband, and spent time as Bullard on The Great Gildersleeve. While Gordon went on to tons of television roles from the 1950s into the early 90s, he would work with Lucy multiple times on her various sitcoms. For example, he played her boss in her 1962-68 TV series, The Lucy Show. Do you remember his character's name? I'll have the answer, then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Johnny Dollar.
Dan's Garrett, Johnny's sheriff's office.
Oh, hi.
Well, you can quit looking for Russell. We found him.
Well, that's good news.
Is it? He's dead.
Bob Bailey, Mandel Kramer, and more star as Johnny Dollar in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Medium Rare Matters. It's regularly $39.98, but when Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny33.
Ants, get over here fast.
Well, what's the matter?
Look, I've got no time to explain. There's a man outside with a gun and I can't hold him off much longer.
Who is it?
I don't know, but I've got a strong hunch it's the one who murdered Russell. And he's trying to do likewise to me.
Order Medium Rare Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny33. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you escape.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Bill Harris Dallas Fay Show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolf, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
This week's tip from Drawn to Wildlife deals with the numerous benefits of getting outdoors. We will share those benefits right after this brief message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-bodied decoys. Ultra-lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic, high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex Stake System delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
The benefits to getting outdoors by taking a walk, playing with the kids, or just sitting on the porch is numerous. Being outdoors boosts your energy, makes it easier to exercise, reduces stress, and can even help your vision. So try to get outside for 20 minutes a day and reap those benefits. To learn more about the outdoors, go to drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about Gail Gordon. And I mentioned he played Lucille Ball's boss on her 1960s TV sitcom, The Lucy Show. I wanted to know the name of his character. He was Mr. Mooney. Theodore J. Mooney, to be exact. I'm Greg Bell, and I want to thank you all for joining us this time and remind you to visit the website. Easy to remember, it's just whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.